Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
And welcome to high school football on the all-new Kane 107.5. As we bring you St. Martinville at Nish on this Friday night, what we hope will turn into a beautiful weather evening. Right now, the sun is still out, and it's still pretty hot here at New Iberia Senior High, but certainly looking forward to a good crowd and a good night of clear weather this evening. My pleasure to welcome Keith Hebert to the broadcast. Keith, how are you?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. You're right, Jeff. It's a little cold down here, but once that sun settles in the west, we have a good little stiff wind here out the northeast, Jeff. And now, of course, when the sun goes down, it'll cool off quite nicely. It won't be a Chamber of Commerce evening, but it's going to be, I think, a great night for high school football.
Looking forward to it. Tonight's coverage brought to us by Home Furniture, Pelican Driving School, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, Iberia Medical Center, McDonald's, District Attorney Bo Dewey, Hebert's Garden Center, Acadiana Hearing Center, Louisiana Orthopedic Specialists, and Dr. Seth Rosenzweig and Dana Duga, Affordable Homes. Kind of one of the storylines from this evening is COVID situations. New Iberia Senior High last week lost to Bro Bridge, who apparently have had quite a COVID issue at the school. Several hundred students out last week because of COVID situations. They're still able to get the game in last week, but had to cancel their game. That was scheduled against Catholic High this evening. And just wonder if it's going to translate at all to Nish and if any players suffered because of that.
You know, Jeffrey, I'll address that with Coach Ware, but, you know, a lot of these young children, of course, they hear on the news, and, of course, their parents talking at the dinner table. But this new variant, Jeff, it's trickled down to the younger ages. And these kids who think they're invincible, especially when you get some alcohol in them, like we did when we were that age, they don't think they can get it. And unfortunately, it has. I don't think anybody's taking it that seriously to the point of not social distancing or going after parties or whatever. But, you know, it could how can transpire to Nish teams at night or during the week if one of them comes down with COVID? Because you remember Jamboree, Coach Ware had 12 starters out because of COVID. Is he going to raise his ugly head again after playing Bro Bridge?
Yeah, and I know there were a couple of forfeits last week because of COVID, and I see where Sulphur was one of those teams that had to forfeit last night. They were supposed to play Notre Dame, but that game did not take place because Sulphur was having apparently a COVID situation. And again, these are forfeits. It's not like last year where they just were no contests. These are forfeits, and I would hope that teams seeing all the forfeits that are happening would start to take care of business.
But you need to quote, again, Jeffrey, you know, these young kids, they don't listen much, of course, like, and we were the same way when they were their age, so you can't say it's the younger generation, Jeff. We're the same darn way. But you know what? How is it going to affect them like Calicara, for instance, with that forfeit tonight? How is it going to affect them down the road in the power rankings?
Actually, it helps them.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah, it actually is a big boost to them. It's a 4A school, and, you know, because of that, they're going to pick up power points.
Oh, okay, good.
It does not negatively hurt the team that was ready to play.
What about if they play the same, if they're in the same district? You know, how does it affect them if like, say, they play Delcom, and Delcom has to forfeit, or Calvin has to forfeit? How does it affect those teams in the same district as far as power ratings?
Well, again, you don't get extra power points from playing within your own district. You do get power points with a win, and depending on how many wins that team you beat, whether by forfeit or a normal game, you do certainly get better power points, but it doesn't matter district or non-district.
Well, that's good.
Or upper class or lower class. You get better power points by beating a team above your own classification.
Yes, of course.
And even by forfeit, that will be the case.
Good deal.
So, that being said, let's go ahead and take a break. We will be back with more pregame coverage. I believe we're going to try and talk to Coach Vincent Derwa when we return. Stay with us after 2 minutes here on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Orthopedic pain or injury? No matter where you're hurt, choose Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's only comprehensive orthopedic team. We combine advanced specialty training, the innovation of robotics and a rehabilitation team with exceptional credentials. From spine, shoulders, hands, hips, and knees to ankles and feet, we have your body covered. Ask for me, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, at the New Iberia location of Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's leader for orthopedics, spine, and sports medicine.
There's a lot to like at Home Furniture. If you like functional, stylish, comfortable furniture, you'll find it at Home. We have what you need to give one room or every room a total refresh. So redecorate to your heart's content. Plus, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster mattresses. And you'll like America's best no-money-down, no-interest financing. Plus, complete delivery and setup. See store for details. If you like style, selection, and value, there's a lot to like at Home Furniture Plus Bedding.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education to all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Machiran, it has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and court testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
This is Jeff Boggs. Join me for the Ragin' Cajuns football report on Fridays and Mondays all season long at 1240. Brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins of Acadiana.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane. Jeff Boggs along with Keith Hebert, Blanc Bayrard, our studio engineer. Time now for our pregame interviews brought to us by the Acadiana Hearing Center. Coach Vincent Darwa of St. Martinville, along with Keith Hebert. Keith, take it away.
Thank you, Jeff. And Coach, welcome and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you all for having me.
Coach, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background, about yourself, before we get to your team.
Vincent Darwa, been a head coach at St. Martinville for, this is my seventh year. Been a head coach, I think this is, might be my either 18th or 19th. I'm kind of mixed up a little bit, but I've been coaching maybe 25 years.
Now, Coach, can you tell us a little bit about your team tonight?
You know, yet to be seen. Last week we had a pretty good showing against Cecilia, which is a parish rival. Offensively, I thought we did well. Defensively, we did well at times, and in special teams, we had some brain cramps a little bit. So something we want to work on tonight. We have a senior quarterback in Tanner Harrison, who's all district performer. Two pretty good receivers in Cullen Charles and Harvey Broussard as all district returners, and a running back, Stephen Blanco, who's also all-district. And then we have two senior linemen that was all-district last year with Javen Griffin and Josh Cormier. And defensively, you know, we run the 4-2-5, which everybody else runs. We have a lot back on defense, a lot of returning starters, and I think we have three seniors on defense with Quentin Butler, Kelton Marshall, and Mandrell Butler. And they all, you know, returners from last year. So, you know, sound. The starters are, you know, excited about. We just got to work on our backups and work on getting depth.
Coach, what can we expect from your offense? What kind of scheme are you going to run?
A multiple scheme. We call it a little pro set, but we try to be multiple. We try to balance off with the run and the pass, but we get kind of stuck on the run more than anything else.
Now, it's on everybody's mind, Coach, my coach's previous COVID. Has it affected your team yet, or has it gotten to that point yet?
Yeah, it affected us some. Not in a mass majority, but we had kids with contact tracing here and there. A couple of the kids that had it early on in fall camp. But we're trying to, you know, really take care of them pretty good. Try to do, you know, wash as much as we can, wear the mask. We try to stay distance as much as we can. Like on the buses coming here, we might have came in four or five buses just to spread out a little bit, and we do the same thing inside.
Coach, we know the referees are going to give us that 6-minute intervals, water breaks. What, as a head coach, what do you do? What's your game plan as far as keeping your boys hydrated or trying them to understand you can't just drink water on game day? You got to hydrate the whole week.
Oh, that's the no question. We've been trying that for a long time, and it doesn't work. Last week, we cramped up pretty good. You know, hopefully tonight is a little cooler, so it ought to be a little better on our bodies, but hopefully they can listen a little bit and work in our favor.
Coach, thanks for joining us, and what we'll do, we'll go ahead and get with you and start the third quarter, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Jeff, good. You before you do that, All the Sound Under Reports brought to you by the Acadian Hearing Center at 425 East St. Peter, providing hearing solutions customized to each patient's individual needs.
There you go. We'll take a time out, 2 minute break. If not right away, we'll be also chatting with Coach Kurt Ware of the New Iberia Senior High Yellow Jackets when we return after a 2 minute break. Stay with us on the all new Kane 107.5.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's Beauty of Grey. Saturday, a welcome home party for Olympian Morgan Lolo Romero with music by the cast. And on Sunday at 2, it's Steve Adams and his four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. On Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
There's a lot to like at Home Furniture. If you like functional, stylish, comfortable furniture, you'll find it at Home. We have what you need to give one room or every room a total refresh. So redecorate to your heart's content. Plus, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster mattresses. And you'll like America's best no-money-down, no-interest financing. Plus, complete delivery and setup. See store for details. If you like style, selection, and value, there's a lot to like at Home Furniture Plus Bedding.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
7-5. We go back down to the field. Again, the Acadiana Hearing Center bringing us our pregame interviews. Keith, with Coach Kurt Ware.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Coach, good evening. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Coach, last week you took a big hit against Grove Ridge. What actually went wrong?
We didn't play with a lot of effort. I mean, we had a two-hour rain delay, but they had it too, so you can't use that as an excuse. Had a better week of practice this week. I looked for us to play better, but against a really, really talented St. Martin team.
In Jamboree, you had 12 starters out with COVID. Then you got some of them back, but not all of them. And now, tonight, we found during the week that Grove Ridge had to park their game night with Kyle High because they had COVID issues. Do you think that any interaction with the players is going to reverberate with your club?
Oh, anything's possible. It's just a very unique situation again this year with COVID. I mean, I actually think it's worse than it was a year ago. Just trying to stay safe and get the team ready to play.
Now, Coach, you had time to break down film and see what went wrong. And so, were they easy fixes last week's tape, or just something that you still have to strive to work to get better?
Well, again, effort was a big thing. You can't win high school football without great effort. I don't think our effort was where it needed to be. We did make a few changes here and there with the offensive line, so hopefully that helps.
Coach, injury report, everybody's healthy?
Everybody's healthy, yep.
Good. To the end of halftime, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeffrey, as always, sideline reports brought to you by the Acadian Hearing Center, 425 East St. Peter Street, providing hearing solutions customized to each patient's individual needs.
All right. Once again, appreciate that. Let's kind of take a look at last week's action between these two teams. Quoting a story from The Advocate about good rivalry, of course, in St. Martin Parish. St. Martinville Tigers played host to the Cecilia Bulldogs in their regular season opener. St. Martinville outscored Cecilia 48-41. Game was closed throughout with no more than 7 points separating the two until the Tigers grabbed a 48-34 lead with a minute 12 remaining. Stephen Blanco rushed for 219 yards, four touchdowns. Quarterback Tanner Harrison added 166 yards on the ground and another three touchdowns all on the ground. Blanco had touchdown runs of 65, 9, and 54 and 30 yards, while Harrison scored on runs of 54, 4, and 39 yards. For Cecilia, Germany Davis scored touchdowns on two kickoff returns, one on the opening kickoff from 95 yards and another from 90 yards away, as well as another on a 19-yard reception on a touchdown pass from Travis Swallow, who was 16 of 24 passing for 194 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Davis, again for Cecilia, 133 yards, two scores receiving on eight catches. I guess, you know, Keith, Coach Darwall talked about some special teams issues, and I would imagine while Nish doesn't want to receive a whole bunch of kickoffs, they need to know that maybe that's exploitable.
Well, hope so, Jeff, because tell you what, if Curtis doesn't write the ship very soon, it's going to be a long season.
Missed opportunities, turnovers again costing Nish last week at Roe Bridge, and you know, Coach did mention that rain delay, lightning delay, and certainly can appreciate that, especially after 30-40 minute road trip too. I think the advantage is to the home team in that situation, even though Coach didn't want to use it as an excuse, right, and I get that, but you got to think the home team, more comfortable in their environs, certainly fares better by that.
I'm sure it does come into play, but you know, the key was in the whole conversation, Jeff, as you well heard, is that he didn't get a good effort from the team. It's like they mailed it in. We've heard that expression at college and the pro levels, how they just mailed it in and basically went through the motions. Again, that'll kill the morale of the team very quickly. So, you know, whatever it is that's caused them to the malaise for last week, he needs to find a solution and find it quick if he wants to, you know, make it a season.
You know, the Yellow Jackets, after falling behind early, quickly responded. 9-play, 76-yard drive to cut the deficit to 8-6. Missed on that point after, and then 20 straight points by Bro Bridge. There were a couple of bright spots. Freshman fullback Shanga Charles, we saw him in the jamboree. He carried three times for 22 yards on just that one drive, which culminated in a one-yard touchdown run by quarterback Christian Walker. So again, Jackets had 17 first downs, moved the ball up and down the field, but again, had trouble getting it into the end zone.
Again, Jeff, with his wing tee, if that guard doesn't pull, if he's not fast enough on his pull, Jeff, you know, it's going to blow up in their face. So, again, speed is essential, but also we all know blocking assignments. Like Sean Payton, the quote, Sean Payton, just do your job.
There you go. The St. Martinville Tigers here at Nish tonight. We'll have starting lineups for you coming up in just a little bit, brought to us by Hebert's Garden. But, again, I want to remind you, our sideline reports brought to you by Acadiana Hearing Center, 425 East St. Peter, providing hearing solutions customized to each patient's individual needs. A two-minute timeout. Back with more after these on the all-new Kane 107.5.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education to all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Matran, it has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and court testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
Orthopedic painter injury? No matter where you're hurt, choose Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's only comprehensive orthopedic team. We combine advanced specialty training, the innovation of robotics and a rehabilitation team with exceptional credentials. From spine, shoulders, hands, hips, and knees to ankles and feet, we have your body covered. Ask for me, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, at the New Iberia location of Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's leader for orthopedics, spine, and sports medicine.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's Beauty of Grey. Saturday, a welcome home party for Olympian Morgan Lolo Romero with music by the cast. And on Sunday at 2, it's Steve Adams and his four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. On Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials. This is Jeff Boggs. Join me for the Raging Cajuns football report on Fridays and Mondays all season long at 1240. Brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins of Acadiana.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And again, we do welcome you back here at New Iberia Senior High. And again, St. Martinville in town, 1-0 on the season. Nish 0-1 on the season as we're in our week two of the regular season. Neither team getting into district play yet. But that won't be long for New Iberia Senior High. In fact, the Yellow Jackets will be at Westgate next week, a game we'll have for you. Then on the 24th, they'll start their district schedule at Sam Houston before they host Barb, and we'll have that game for you as well on October 1st. But let's take a look at some action from last night across the state. A few local games involved as well. Centerville got to get back into action. They missed that game last week at Delcom, but were able to play and came away with a 20-12 victory against Ascension Christian. Delta Charter beat Delhi 42-0. Evadale, Texas beat Maryville 42-30. Iota beat St. Louis 32-30. LaSalle beat Sicily Island 34-8. Madison Prep over Southern Lab 20-16. McKinley beat Capital 12-6. As we told you earlier, Notre Dame defeated Sulphur by a forfeit. Natchitoches Central beat Peabody 41-14. Pine Prairie, 62-26 victory. Richwood, victory over Madison, 30-20. Rose Pine beat South Beauregard, 47-0. Sam Houston beat LaGrange, 42-13. Scotlandville beat East Ascension, 39-20. And Vermilion Catholic beat Opelousas Catholic, 21-6. VC rebounding nicely from last week's loss against Catholic High. And again, Catholic High not in action tonight because that Brobridge game got canceled, or not canceled, I guess, forfeited by Brobridge. But again, you know, good to see some of those schools that didn't play last week because of Hurricane Ida were able to play last night, and I guess this weekend.
Best question, Jeff. Next week they travel to St. Paul's, not which is going to be a pretty tall task.
You know, I talked to Coach Watney about that, and he felt confident, and this was last Saturday morning, that he felt confident that game would get played, but maybe a little less confident when he spoke to Tony Tuesday night during the Catholic High Coaches Show. So it'll be interesting to see if that game, you know, we do have a lot of time between now and then.
Sure.
And I'm hoping, and obviously everyone's hoping, that life can get back to normal a little bit. Not just for football's sake, but obviously
everybody else.
Their lives.
You know, Orleans Parish is just about up, but St. Charles Parish is in a world of hurt. And, of course, Galliana cut off, Golden Meadow. All those teams, Jeff, are just in a world of hurt. And how long it's going to take for those guys to come back online. But, you know, Jeff, you put all that aside, safety, you know, of the people who didn't lose their lives. They lost material things. They still have their health. They still have their lives together as a family. That's what truly counts in this world.
Yeah, again, but there was some loss in life, obviously, but you're right.
Yeah.
As far as losing stuff can be replaced, and probably have too much stuff anyway.
Well, we're all guilty of that, Jeff. We're all guilty of that. I want, but do I need it? No, but I just want it.
There you go. Once again, starting lineups brought to us by Hebert's Garden Center, and unfortunately, we were not able to obtain starting lineups from St. Martinville. But again, we can tell you a few of those key players, including Tanner Harrison, their quarterback, tailback Stephen Blanco, and wide receiver Cullen Charles. We'll be keeping an eye on them this evening. So on offense for Nish, their quarterback Christian Walker, a junior, running backs Cortland Blake, a senior, Tristan Lane, a sophomore, fullback Shenga Charles, a freshman, wide receiver Christian Thomas, a senior, on the line at center, Gavin Lilly, a senior, guards Gabe Horn, a senior, and Jaden Walker, a sophomore. Tackles Carlos Davenport, a junior, and Colin Booty, a junior. And on defense for Nish, Their defensive line at tackle, Quinton Cook, a senior, Colby Williams, a junior, ends, Daquan Jones, a senior, and McKay Jones, a junior. Linebackers, Elijah Bonan, a senior, Jacqueline Washington, a senior. In the defensive backfield at safety, Jordan Skinner, a senior, Elijah Cook, a senior. Free safety, Chance Rose, a sophomore, and cornerbacks Kedrick Phillip, a senior, and Christian Thomas, a senior. So again, starting lineups brought to us by Hebert's Garden Center, Hopkins and West St. Peter's since 1939. Knowledge is their key.
Absolutely. The best, anything beats the big box stores.
There you go. Keith, as the sun is setting, starting to find yourself in a little shade, are we noticing it cool off at all?
No, Jeffrey, our wind has died. The flag is very limp. And so, but, you know, I like to change. But once that sun goes down, it's going to drop, you know, take a good 5-6 degrees. And right now, Jeff, that the humidity, as you well said on, at the noon hour for your show, wasn't that high either. So, you know, it's going to be a pleasant night. So you need to come out and watch the football wherever you're at.
Yeah, you know, when I got into the office, near 100% humidity. By 10-ish, I think it was about 70% humidity, and then it was in the low 40s with that noon report, as you mentioned. So, yeah, we have seen it fall, and going to have some overnight lows in the mid-60s, back to pretty much normal tomorrow. No rain in the forecast, and Sunday hoping we don't get a washout as well. 80% chance of rain, though, right now on Sunday, and now we got to keep an eye on this tropical system that's going to work its way across the Yucatan and see what it does once it gets into the Gulf.
You know, Jeff, and like we sometimes use the term, tomorrow it's going to be collegiate. The temperature is going to be a little bit more stepping, our giddy up. Jeff, it's going to be great. And I just got a text, Jeff, that Calico did a stat explanation, and I'm going to be schooled on PowerPoints.
Oh, what is that?
I'm going to be schooled in PowerPoints, and Calico started did a stat explanation today, so I'm going to get schooled sometime tomorrow.
Okay, I'll take your word for that. Speaking of tomorrow, you got McNeese State on your mind?
Father against son, Jeff, and it's going to be a mediocre game at best. You know, after the meltdown last week, Jeff, you well know you can't you can't win a ball game. So again, but it's going to be a nice night to watch college football, Jeff. Back to tailgating again. I got my drink made out. I'm making for. We have a lot of McNeese gas coming to the Colt 45, and yes, it does. It does like one.
There you go. So again,
it takes a punch.
All right, we'll take a timeout when we return. Of course, UL in action. They've got another Southland Conference game tomorrow. They're taking on Nicholls State University, and boy, they've been affected by the storm. For some reason, they've been working out in Memphis all week long, and I don't know why they chose Memphis. I would imagine UL Lafayette hotel rooms are pretty much booked, I know, because of a lot of people who have been displaced by the storm. But it sure would have been nice if they could have found a spot in Lafayette to work out throughout the week instead of having to go to Memphis.
Yeah, no, like, you know, Houston, Texas allowed LSU to practice at Airfield before catching a plane to Rose Bowl, Jeff. But you know, I want to get back one moment to that St. Paul game next year. If it doesn't happen, you know, can they find a neutral site, or can, well, St. Paul be willing to travel to Catholic High and they get the gate?
Yeah, and once again, that'll be a wait and see. We will try, and even though Coach Watney didn't have a game tonight, we'll try and check in with him on the Sports Corner tomorrow morning, and I would imagine he's got a little bit more information on that possibility by tomorrow morning. So we shall find out at some point. Of course, Catholic High Coaches Show on Monday evening, back to Monday. It's normal night after a couple of weeks on Tuesdays, but hopefully by Monday night they'll definitely know for sure.
Yeah.
We'll take a time out, a 2-minute break. We'll be back with more of our pregame coverage on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajlow inviting you to join me and PGA golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, GolfBalls.com, and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oaks.
So let's make it tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports. Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane. Jeff Boggs along with Keith Hebert, our studio engineer, Blanc Berard, as St. Martinville gets set to tangle with New Iberia Senior High. And a couple of programming notes. I know last week when we were out Westgate, we were talking about being able to do the Westgate-St. Martinville game. Unfortunately, we didn't know at the time that they had moved that to Thursday, the 23rd. And we already had a game scheduled to broadcast that night, so unfortunately won't be able to do that one. But certainly looking forward to being back in Westgate as Nish takes on Westgate a week from tonight.
Yeah, the backyard brawl, Jeff.
And again, last year, that was a big win for Nish. They didn't go into that game really expected to win. Not that they didn't have expectations.
Right.
But that was a game that was a bit of a surprise to open up what ended up being a season that started late because of COVID. I think it was the first Friday in October, maybe the last Friday of September. I forget exactly. But, again, we'll look forward to that. So just, again, a heads up. Again, we were hoping to do that Westgate-St. Martinville game in 2 weeks, but that game got changed. So we'll have that Friday night off. But, again, we'll look forward to that Catholic High game at Delcom on the 23rd.
But, Jeff, you scheduled for the 24th. My heart won't be broken.
No, it's officially off.
Oh, bummer.
No game.
Ah, bummer.
The 24th.
Okay.
That's it. My plans have been changed.
Ah, so do tell. Spill the porridge.
I'm not going to get into it right now. But
I was just picking it.
Anyway, we I don't have a big list of some of the other games that are going on tonight, but I know Westgate at West St. Mary tonight. Coach Indes this morning said something to the effect of, how did they get West St. Mary to agree to that particular game?
Good question. Yeah, one of those mysteries probably never be solved.
Highland Baptist at home tonight. They're taking on Hamilton Christian. We wish them the best of luck. Lorville on the road tonight at ERAF, at North Vermilion after dominating ERAF on the road last week. They are at North Vermilion tonight. And let's see, Delcom tonight, they will play their first game of the regular season because they got postponed last week against Centerville. They're on the road at what I'm told is a very good Hanson Memorial team.
Oh, good.
So again, that's a little bit of what's going on in high school football in the area. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, the COVID situation hit a lot of the private schools, Jeff, and a lot of good athletes that were going, like I say, to Catholic High, Hanson, you know, all the farms around here, not so much left yet. They've taken a hit, and when the son was a good athlete, now he's playing in the public school system.
Yeah. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Back with more coming up in just a little bit here on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Orthopedic pain or injury? No matter where you're hurt, choose Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's only comprehensive orthopedic team. We combine advanced specialty training, the innovation of robotics and a rehabilitation team with exceptional credentials. From spine, shoulders, hands, hips, and knees to ankles and feet, we have your body covered. Ask for me, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, at the New Iberia location of Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's leader for orthopedics, spine, and sports medicine.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Matran, it has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and court testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's Beauty of Gray. Saturday, a welcome home party for Olympian Morgan Lolo Romero with music by the cast. And on Sunday at 2, it's Steve Adams and his four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. On Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
Every ball game is here. And we welcome you back here on Kane. Once again, Jeff Boggs along with Keith Hebert, St. Martinville, getting set to take on New Iberia Senior High. I know you had a chance to speak to the officials earlier today.
Yeah, Jeff, and again, the same formatting, 6 minutes, six-minute mark, they're going to time out to get everybody refreshed. And, you know, Coach Dunwar said it best, you know, trying to keep these kids understand why it's so very important to drink during the whole week and not just game day. They don't understand the biology behind it. And, of course, at that age, do they listen to many adults? Nope, they don't. They kind of buff them out. But, Jeff, you know, if they would just shut down the soft drink machine and just, you know, bottled water or Gatorade Powerade, just pump them with that, then, of course, you know, and of course, now it's going to be a little bit mild today, but they're still going to prevent them from getting cramped up because under those uniforms, you know, your body temperature raises about 2 or 3 degrees and get mighty sweaty into there.
Yeah. Again, we just hope that they're taking care of business, and we also hope that it does cool off a little bit. Maybe they get a little relief from that, but still, we're weeks away from truly cooler weather.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, it was nice to get a little taste of it this morning. Tomorrow it's going to be better. It's going to be at least 5 degrees cool in Baton Rouge when we get there. So, you know, and of course, they weren't not expecting a solid crowd, especially a lot of people from the East who, you know, have to take care of their personal business. It's going to be a lot of tickets there tomorrow night.
There you go. Well, missed one other game. Generette is at Morgan City tonight.
Oh, okay.
So in another game, Generette, tough loss last week. They'll try and rebound. And again, join us for the Kane Radio Sports Corner tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., where we try and talk to as many of the Iberia Parish coaches following their games tonight, or in some cases last night. Not this week, no games last night of the coaches I would generally talk to, but certainly look forward to checking in with them in the morning. Then look forward to an afternoon, a full day of college football. Northern Illinois at Wyoming.
They're
home
was,
against Wyoming.
I was with
again, we're testing out, not testing out, we actually tested it out pregame, but utilizing some new microphones, wireless microphones, so we're finding some of the weak spots, and we'll hopefully minimize those this evening as the broadcast continues, and we learn this new equipment.
Yes. You know, of course, with everything new, it gets bugs, so, you know, we'll see.
Got 200 different channels on this thing.
Hello.
And that was one thing we didn't have with the other microphones, so sometimes we'll have to maybe play around with a different frequency at some point. But once again, we'll bear with it this evening as each team looks like they're getting set to approach the near side. Should have an invocation, national anthem, the coin toss coming up here in just a little bit.
Absolutely, they'll be there.
All right. New Iberia Senior High, how many years do you remember when this stadium opened up?
Jeff, I want to say about 6 years ago.
It has been that long.
I think six is a good number. It might be seven.
So, again, I'm trying to remember. Seth was with us at the time.
Yes.
Seth Landry.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't recall exactly what year. I feel bad that we should have an idea.
I want to say it was good six years for sure. No, let me back up. Six, three, four. No, about seven or eight, Jeff. About seven or eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, sometimes I remember whether or not we were still in the Regions Bank building.
No.
I want to say we were.
No, I don't think you...
I think I shot the Marty initially because it was so close with the Regions Bank building there that I felt I could get away with that.
Oh, maybe, yes. Okay, yes, I do. Okay, now it comes back to me. Yes, we did. And we did pull it off.
So, and this is our sixth year downtown.
So. Right. Yeah, so it has to be 7 or 8.
But anyway, getting ready for the two teams to go to their respective sidelines and, do some of the pregame ceremonies and get the coin toss taken care of.
And the flag is, the wind has just become non-existent now. But I tell you what, it's sun in the west, Jeff, it's getting, you know, a little bit less tepid.
Right, and still not complete shade over the field. That'll probably be a little closer to 7:30 before the lights take full effect. One thing I never noticed, and I was thinking about it, maybe they stood out to me more because of the storm, and fortunately we missed the big effects of it. We got a little, some 40 mile an hour gusts, but look at all those cables hanging from the light standards.
Yeah, I know.
And I've never noticed that before, and
yeah.
I just wonder how they survived some serious wind.
I don't know. But, Jeff, getting back to the sun just for a moment, we had that luscious oak tree off to my right, Jeff, which is blocking a good part of the sun's rays. That's why a good part of the field is shaded because of that lovely oak tree.
There you go. Nish coming in the near sidelines in all black with gold numerals, some gold trim on the shoulders, some stripes, but otherwise... Black from head to toe, St. Martinville in white jerseys, purple pants, gold helmets, purple numerals, getting ready to go to the far sideline. Decent crowd tonight, but certainly got some room for folks if they're in the neighborhood. St. Martinville far side is looking pretty slim right now, but hopefully, again, some fans working their way into the stadium as we are still about 5 minutes away from kickoff, maybe a little bit more than that.
And Jeff, if you notice, they came out with some smoke, but look how the smoke is just hanging there. So, there's no wind right now, but the humidity is still a little up there because that smoke is not dissipating as if it be less humidity.
So again, getting ready for the coin toss. I'm not sure if we're going to get the anthem before the toss or the toss first. They rarely share that stuff with us. St. Martinville, not a real big roster. I was a little... Obviously, they've fallen down to a 3A school, and that would make some sense that their roster looks a little thin. But we do have captains working their way into midfield. And again, Coca-Cola of New Iberia Lafayette bringing us our coin toss each and every game.
You see ourselves each other.
Guys, my name's Chad Vallow. I'm the referee for tonight's game. Our umpire, Amber, he's kind of like where the linebackers are on defense. Swap on the two wing guys. So St. Martinville, the first, you're going to have Steven Tennyson the first half. You're going to have Larry Brown. And Larry Rock is our back judge. Okay, so hey, guys, it's a pleasure to be here with y'all. All right? Already week two. Again, a crazy year with the COVID stuff. Okay, so all we're going to ask is you play the game according to rules. Is that fair? And as captains, you be leaders for me. Okay, 66, what you going to call us?
Service.
And a tail, okay? You have won the toss. Kick. St. Martinville has won the toss and have elected to defer. Gentlemen, let's shake hands. Have a good game, guys.
You know, Keith, I thought he said they elect to kick. I didn't hear defer.
Yeah. They were kind of players of many words, Jeff.
So, but
they were too enthusiastic about it, that's for sure.
Yeah, so again, St. Martinville apparently is deferring to the second half to receive, but they will kick off from right to left as we see it. Nish will have the scoreboard in front of them as they begin this first period, and it'll be St. Martinville working toward the Jefferson Terrace end zone, or more the west end zone than, say, the north or south. I think we are about to have our national anthem. We're going to pause to honor America, especially on this day before the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Or as I heard one radio person say, 911 attacks, as if your emergency telephone service was attacked. Again, I believe the Nish Band will be doing the honors.
Doing the invocation with Bailey Herman.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that's the case, I was wondering, so our apologies. First game here at Nish, I would imagine, working out some of the game day kinks as well. Again, we apologize that we cannot hear the invocation.
Flag is at half staff.
Go our national anthem, and again our apologies that we could not pick up the audio on the invocation. I'm not sure if those were problems with their PA system or microphone or whatever the case may be, but again, apologize for that as we are just about ready for tonight's kickoff, brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes, 202 Daspit Road. Kick off your next home by giving Dana a call at 367-6246.
It's time to strap it up, Jeff.
There we go. And New Iberia Senior High will receive that kick. Their backs to the Jefferson Terrace scoreboard, or Jefferson Terrace end zone, with their eyes toward the scoreboard in the east end zone. Looks like shade has covered most of the field at this point.
Yes, it has. The only islands run at 30, between the 40 and the 10-yard line on the far side.
Looks like St. Martinville bringing out number 34, Kane Mitchell, a senior, to handle the kickoff. A couple of players deep for the Yellow Jackets, Christian Thomas and Kedrick Phillips. Both standing at about the 5-yard line. And here we go again. Our kickoff brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. And the approach and a little bit of a squib kick picked up at the 32 and fallen upon by Cedric Moore. Had a little initial problem picking up that football, and then he just decided to fall on it at about the 32.
Right, we're going to have to watch on that offensive line for Nish if they can go ahead and pull like they're supposed to, Jeff, because we all know the wing T, the more plays you run, the more you weigh on your defense. So if these guys can do their assignment, it should be a long night for St. Martinville.
At the 31-yard line, it'll be first and 10. Wide receivers are split, two in the backfield under center quarterback Christian Walker. Hands it to one of his tailbacks across the 36, 37-yard line. The carry for Shanga Charles, picking up 6 yards on first down.
That was Sean Brown for St. Martinville. And this young man is a load. He's a load.
So it'll be second down. Actually, they give him 7 yards to the 38-yard line, where it is third and two. Second and three, not third and two. Second and three, and we do have a first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey, a 4-yard pickup. I believe that was Charles yet again. It was.
Now, Jeff, back to the Jamboree, Nish struggling in the initial drive. They couldn't really get in sync. But now, right now, they seem to look a little crisp in their step, Jeff, and they're really kind of pushing St. Martinville off the line of ball right now.
Just underway, not even a minute gone. First play of the game, first drive of the game, third play coming up here, first and 10, and the handoff, double reverse, eventually getting the ball. Cedric Moore picks up 10, 11 yards straight up the gut after a little razzle-dazzle.
And Jeff, what happened? It froze the linebackers. Jeff, another reverse. Now, Jeff, the only thing bad about that, it was a very slow developing play. Had St. Martinville been faster and been keen the ball, they would have stopped that play for no gain.
Another District Attorney, Bo Dewey, first down, representing both of these parishes tonight, 16 Judicial District, St. Mary as well. But first down, Walker back to pass, throwing down the field, and it's almost intercepted. Not sure about that effort hunt, as Nish went from offense to being a defensive player. Christian Thomas almost took the head off the defender.
But, Jeff, the defender for St. Martinville had position. He turned. The ball was a little on the throne, Jeff. It was a nice spiral, but didn't have enough busted on it. And had it did, then it would have been probably first and 10 for Nish on the 5-yard line.
Second and 10 at the 47-yard line of St. Martinville. Again, moving the ball left to right on the near hash mark. Two receivers to the far side. Shanga Charles gets the ball again. Picks up about 5 yards straight up the gut.
We see a lot more push, Jeff. A lot more push from the Jamboree of Nish. Slowly, again, just eating up real estate a little slow, but they're getting the initial push, and they're putting St. Martinville on the heels.
10-13 and ticking in this opening drive. 4-yard pickup, they call it. Third and 6, the ball to 42. So I thought the ball was at the 47, so it's very close to 5 yards. Under center, I thought I saw Charles move a little bit before the snap as he gets the handoff and picks up another 5-6 yards and another first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey.
Gives you a quick snap, okay, to the up back, and the guards are basically blocking away and opening up that little hole just enough for the tailback to run through it, Jeff. But St. Martin's is going to have to change their blocking scheme because that's basically doing them in right now.
First and 10 at the 37-yard line. They've been hanging on that near hash mark since the start of this drive at their own 31-yard line. Wide receiver on the far side, wing on the near, double wings, actually, and a handoff. This time Cedric Moore takes it up the middle, and he'll pick up 3 yards. It'll be second and 7.
St. Martinville did a good job, Jeff, of staying home and watching the ball was a little bit more focused on that point. So that's why they didn't gain a lot of real estate. But hands, good job by St.
Just about 3 minutes gone in this opening period. Packers. They have, for the most part, kept it on the ground. 0-1 throwing the ball is Walker. Wide receiver to the far side, double wing formation, man in motion, but this time an end around inside the 30 to the 25 to the 20-yard line, picking up 14 yards. That was Kedrick Phillip on the carry.
And, Jeff, it's almost like a delayed draw, okay? It's a trap. And it's almost like a delayed draw. And what it does, it freezes the linebacker because it blocks that opening there. And that's why that play was so successful for Nick. And right now, Jeff, they're getting ready to start the ninth play of the drive. They already have four first downs. So vastly improved from the Jamboree and, of course, from Brobridge.
8:30 left to go in this opening period. Clock moving. Ball at the 20-yard line. First and 10 brought to you by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Walker under center. Shanga Charles in the back and this time, keeper Walker rolling to the near side. Didn't have a lot of room there. Forced out of bounds after getting barely two, if that.
St. Martinville did a very good job, Jeff, reading the quarterback. That play again. Jeff, it's all about speed. And if you don't have the speed to burn the play, it's going to die on the vine.
Sets up second. Call it a long eight. Again, ball on the near hash mark. Clock stopped to move the chains. 12, and the handoff this time, Shanga Charles up the middle inside the 15 near. Oh, they're going to put it right at the 15-yard line, a 3-yard pickup for Shanga. I've got him 5 carries, 24 yards so
and
far.
And it was just simple dive play, Jeff. Okay? And so, but say, Martinville, again, hats off, kudos to New Iberia. They get an initial push on the offensive line, and say, Martinville has still not found an answer to slow this thing down.
Clock moving, 7:45 left. In an official timeout coming up at 6. Ball at the 14, third down, and we've got a whistle. Keith, you are right there. Little movement,
yeah,
obviously.
But I could not really see who moved. But it looks like St. Martinville, a little jump start. This will be a farm deck first down.
Certainly a 5-yard penalty would bring about a first down. Brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. It'll be first and goal at the 9-yard line.
And, Jeff, one thing I like, these referees are going to keep everything to the absolute minimum. Because we know from past years how these things can get out of hand, right, get out of control right quick. These referees, especially this line judge, will have none of it.
Clock moving, 7:25 and ticking in this opening quarter. Scoreless game thus far. First drive of the ball game. Nish moving the ball from the 31. Handoff goes nowhere. Stacked up initially behind the line of scrimmage. Forward progress may get him back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they're doing that little crossing pattern between the running backs, Jeff. But St. Martinville did a very good job of reading the play. Again, Jeff, Nish has to pick up the pace a little bit on the ball exchange. Okay, they're lucky that they're basically out muscling right now, St. Martinville.
Somehow Charles managed to get a yard on that. Must have been a heck of a second effort there. 6:45 and ticking. Second and goal at the 8. And this time I'll run off the right side. That is Christian Walker keeping, and he picks up, I believe, about 4 yards. I think they're going to mark it at the 4.
Yeah, because Jeff is, you know, they don't have another down. They're going to have to get field if they don't punch it in. It's just right on the 4-yard line. It's third and fourth goal. Finish. I'm going to tell you what, Jeff. I like the way this offensive line is pushing St. Martinville around.
Here comes that third and goal at the 4-yard line. Under center, Walker. Gives it to Shanga. Coming to the near side. Finds a little bit of a hole, and he got into the end zone. Just barely crossed that plane before he got pushed back.
Yep. That was basically what happened was that on the near side, Jeff, they blocked out. They created a little valley, just enough for the running back to get through that there and squeeze by and make a touchdown finish. But I tell you what, Jeff, very impressive first drive. Very impressive. 13 plays, Jeff. 5 first downs. That's what you have to do on the wing tee to be successful.
13 plays, 69 yards. Time of possession, 5:59 as we get the point after. Brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes, and still handling those duties, Luke Landry, senior kicker. As we await the snap, the hold is there by Walker. The kick is up, and it is 7-0 Nish with 6:01 to go. We'll take a timeout. I wonder if they'll make this the official timeout, but timeout nonetheless. Back in 60 seconds on the all-new Kane 107.5.
There's a lot to like at Home Furniture. If you like functional, stylish, comfortable furniture, you'll find it at Home. We have what you need to give one room or every room a total refresh. So redecorate to your heart's content. Plus, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster mattresses. And you'll like America's best no-money-down, no-interest financing. Plus, complete delivery and setup. See store for details. If you like style, selection, and value, there's a lot to like at Home Furniture Plus Bedding.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. 6:01 left in the game, 7 in the game in the first quarter. 7-0, Nish. And they're getting set to kick it off, brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. And again, kick off your next home by giving Dana a call at 367-6246, 367-6246. Luke Landry again to handle those duties, just a little bit toward the near side of midfield, or the center of the 40-yard line, not to confuse it with the 50-yard line. Got two deep at the 10, two others at the 20-yard line. Landry, a short approach, kicks it toward the 12-yard line on the far side, brought across the 20 and hit hard at that point. Maybe to the 22-yard line before forward progress was stopped. The kick returner, number 9, but we don't have a number 9 on our roster. No. Perhaps we can find out who that is.
But, Jeff, that was he better back truck to Daquan Jones, Jeff. Great form tackle, Mr. Jones. I love the way this guy got done and hustled. And so now we can see if the defense can answer with the offense.
At the 25-yard line, they'll begin this drive, first and 10. And I guess they're not taking that timeout because that would have been the time to do it.
Exactly.
5:55 left in this opening quarter. Hand off up the middle, and push forward gets about 4 yards. Nice effort indeed.
And Jeff, again, that was Quan Jones that kind of initiated the stop, and some of his guys, you know, got in there, but I tell you what, I like the presence of this young man right now. He's getting, he's hustling, he's blowing his blocker off on the scrimmage and getting there and making a play.
Tanner Harrison, the quarterback, Steven Blanco on that carry. Harrison out of the shotgun. Three receivers, two to the far side, wide side of the field, and looking to throw on second and 6. Almost bobbled, but eventually caught, pulled in. Harvey Broussard on the reception. Picks up about 12 yards and a first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey.
And, Jeff, that was just a ball cover. And, yes, they played a very soft zone, Jeff. And, of course, the receiver was out on an island. Nice throw, just pitching catch, and able to make some good real estate.
So again, 12 yards on that. And a first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Far side, far hash mark on this first down. Handoff again to Blanco coming to the near side. And he will, a flag is down late. He picks up another 4 yards, but a flag is down late.
Jeff, it could be either a collar by Nish or a block in the back by St. Martinville. We'll have to wait and see. Okay. 10-yard penalty.
Bye. Yep. Against St. Martinville, looks like they're pushing them back. 4:53 left in this opening quarter. Nish up 7-0 on their opening drive, 69-yard drive, 13 plays, time of possession 5:59, capped by a 4-yard touchdown run by Shanga Charles, who picked up 29 yards on 7 carries during that drive.
You sure look confused on the lineup, Jeff.
No doubt. Three receivers spread on the far side. Harrison out of the shotgun, Blanco to his left. Worked the near hash mark, right to left. Snap, and Harrison throwing the ball again, and this time tipped and incomplete. Nice effort by Kedrick Phillip on tipping that pass.
And Jeff, Kendrick just backed himself up, put himself in, okay, watched the flight of the ball, and just at the last moment denied St. Unveil that pass, which would have been a nice first down.
Failed to mention the penalty pushed him back to the 33-yard line, setting up now second and 19.
But Dish is playing too soft in their coverage, Jeff. They're going to have to tighten it up. They're going to get burned.
4:40 left. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. This time three receivers on the short side. And again, similar formation out of the shotgun. The handoff to, Harrison keeps it. Up the middle, crosses the 35 to about the 38-yard line. Not quite a 6-yard pickup.
That was just gang tackling, Jeff. That's what you want to see in the defensive line. They all crashed to the middle of the field, Jeff, and they stopped St. Martinville for a little, if no gain. But you have to wait, you have to like the way that the Nish defensive line bunched. And it's old time gang tackling.
So nice pickup, but still 3rd and 15, maybe 3rd and 14 coming up here with 4:06 to go. Again, this time three receivers to the far side, wide side of the field. And Harrison out of the shotgun, rolling to the far side, looking, and finally throws. Does have a receiver there, and it's caught inside the 20. Nice effort by Harvey Broussard. Picking up what is about a 40-yard reception.
And Jeff, what did I say earlier? Nish is playing too loose, and they got burned, okay? They got burned badly on that one. The Nish backfield coach got to do something to basically force them to play a little more tighter coverage.
St. Martinville now, a first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Three receivers, two to the near side, wide side of the field. And again, Blanco to the left of Harrison gets the handoff up the middle inside the 15, maybe the 13-yard line. Picks up certainly three, maybe four. You're not trying to see if they're going to mark it on the 15, 14-yard line. Just call it a 4-yard pickup.
Now, see, St. Martinville did a good job blowing Nish off the line, off the ball, Jeff. And that's what you need. When you turn the ball inside, you got to get that initial push. If not, you're going to lose.
Three receivers near side, or two receivers near side, one to the far side. Similar formation. Blanco to the left, fake to him. Harrison keeping it, rolling to the near side. It's across the 10 to about the 8-yard line, and it'll be very close to a first down if not.
He did a very good job of stringing out. See, the quarterback had nowhere to go, Jeff, because the line had just basically moved along with the flight of the ball, and he clogged the running lanes. Give kudos to Nish defense.
They will give him the first down, just barely at the 8-yard line. Goal-to-goal situation. Again, that first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey, representing St. Martin, St. Mary, and Iberia Parishes. Again, three receivers, two to the wide side, far side of the field. This is Blanco, and keeps it. Harrison to the 5-yard line. Again, I thought I saw Blanco starting just a little too soon, but then I've seen Shanga doing that for Nish, too.
Jeff, you have to congratulate Daquan Jones, Jeff. This guy right now is a beast for New Iberia. He upset in the backfield, Jeff. He outblocked his guy, got in the backfield a little bit, just caught the quarterback by the foot somewhat to some of his play.
Minute 40 left to go in our opening period. 7-0 Nish leading, but St. Martinville looking to answer. Their opening drive, second and goal at the 6. Ball pretty much between the hash marks. And again, Harrison working out of the shotgun. Sends a man in motion. That's Charles, the wide receiver. Harrison keeps it up the middle, but a flag is down. Procedure against St. Martinville.
Right, this will be 5 yards, Jeff. Now, right now, St. Martinville, this will be the third penalty for them. It should be, 20 yards?
That's what I have. Early in the game, it's easier for me to keep those kind of stats.
Yes, it is. And of course, you can see out the glass, too, which helps.
And at 18 to go, and they'll bring the ball back to not quite the 11-yard line, but beyond the 10, where it will be second and goal. And at 18 and ticking. And again, similar formation, but 5 yards back. Harrison out of the shotgun, looking to throw, has a man in the end zone, caught, touchdown, And a chance to tie this game up as Cullen Charles brings it down.
Jeff, that's on the defensive backfield coach of the Nish. Again, Jeff, they're playing with fire. They got burned. They're playing 3 to 4 yards off the receiver. You can't do that because the quarterback had good protection. He sat back there, picked his man, and threw a bullet to him, Jeff. But again, you got to put that on the defensive backfield coach for Nish.
So again, 11-yard touchdown pass, Harrison to Cullen Charles, and it's 7-6 as we await the kick. Parrish Lachele, the junior kicker, bad snap, gets beyond the holder, and the kicker will just have to fall on it. Lachele does what he could to make sure Nish couldn't pick up that ball. Minute 3 to go in this first period, 7-6 Nish leads, back in 30 seconds on the all-new Kane 107.5.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. Minute 3 left to go in this opening quarter, 7-6, failed extra point has Nish still clinging to that one-point lead. 7-6 with, again, a minute 3 to go. Time of possession, 4:58 on that last drive. Kick, again, a little bit of a squib kick down inside the 30, or just short of the 30, at about the 28.
And, Jeff, you got to wonder, the kicking team for St. Martinville, they might not have enough confidence in man to kick it downfield, so they figure squib kick, they could go ahead and disrupt the up guys and possibly get a freebie.
I will say, correct myself, they mark it at the 30. I didn't think it quite made it there. But handoff coming toward the near side, a couple of yards, but that's going to be it for Nish on first down as Charles, again, just gets to the 32.
And just they don't have to run another play. I think the play clock comes out. Nope, they have to set the ball.
Yeah, we do have working play clocks this week. We didn't have them last week at Westgate. It's nice to see that. Second and 8 coming up. Man in motion as Cortland Blake sets up on the wing to the left. 2 in the backfield. Charles gets the call. Again, coming toward the near side across the 35. Slipped. May have hit a knee before he lunged for that last yard, but they're going to give him 2. About the 38-yard line.
And Jeff, it was a simple gap play to the near side.
Got the end of the period, so we'll talk about it when we come back. Again, a timeout, 7-6. Our score back in 60 seconds with the second quarter right after these.
Hey, have you heard about the new crispy chicken at McDonald's? It's a southern fried chicken fillet, crinkle-cut pickles, a moist golden brown potato roll. You can even add lettuce and tomato if you like. And for those who like it spicy, you can add our new spicy pepper sauce. Want to skip the lines? Get the McDonald's app, use our curbside service, or have it delivered to your door with one of our delivery partners. McDonald's and our new crispy chicken. I'm loving it.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlo or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlo or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back as we begin the second period. 12 minutes left. 7-6 the score. Nish with the lead and the ball. 3rd and 2 at the 38 as they, again, pounded up the middle but barely back to the line of scrimmage.
Someone did a very good job of staying home, Jeff. They all blocked in. And that's what was, that's why that play did not have a prayer. 4th down.
It'll be 4th and about a yard. Never do you think this is 4-down territory, but they've been running the ball fairly effectively.
Yes, they have. Now, Jeff, they're going to go ahead and try, or is that a try to get him offside, to jump offside?
And they will try a play up the gut.
Got
they
it.
Got it across the 40. Charles again on the carry. 2 yards, but enough for a first down.
Yeah, it's nice when you can roll the dice, Jeff, and he comes up snake eyes.
Again, a first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Again, just underway here in the second period.
Jeff, what's nice, this offense is just nice and methodical. They're not shooting up a lot of real estate, but nice plays, 5, 6, 7 yards, and it's keeping the defensive line off balance. And again, that's going to play well into Nish's hands tonight.
Well, at the 41-yard line, our hash mark, right to left they move it in the second period. Scoreboard behind them and struggling to get anything on that run. Shanga Charles again stopped after maybe a yard.
Yeah, it was the late draw, Jeff, but it took too slow to get there. But I think what's happening is the defensive line coach for St. Martinville is kind of changing the blocking scheme to where they've been a little bit more successful of tangling with that offensive line niche.
Again, 10-20 and ticking here. Join us again next week. We'll see these Yellow Jackets cross town at Westgate. 6:10, our pregame coverage. Second to long nine. And again, the handoff. This time, I believe that was Cedric Moore who carried, but stacked up behind the line of scrimmage at the 40, where it'll be back to third and 11.
Jeff, they just got a little bit too cute with that double reverse and trying to run the gap, but it didn't work because, again, the blocking scheme for St. I'll help on this as long as I can. St. Martinville changed the blocking scheme, and now they're going to come up short on this thing if they don't make the first down. And they've stymied that offense. They might find an answer.
Third and 11 at the 40, their own 40. And Walker rolling to the near side. He's going to be dropped. Another 5-yard loss. Back to the 35-yard line, and I think we'll see the punting unit this time, fourth and about 16.
Now, you know, first quarter, Nish was finding all cylinders. Now, they're on third down conversion, they're now 2 for 4. And, of course, St. Martinville may have found an answer, so does Juggernaut.
Again, you learn a little something in that first drive, and maybe they have made the needed adjustments. Or maybe it was just a bad technique on Nish's part in that second drive. Punting unit is out, standing at about the 20-yard line. I believe that's still Luke Landry handling the punting. I'm having trouble seeing that number from this angle. Gets it away, and he is hit.
Nice.
He will, I don't know if that'll be the 15-yard penalty, but they will not try and return the kick. It'll roll to the 25-yard line. Obviously, a 5-yard penalty wouldn't be enough to get him a first down. And it is a first down for Nish. No, it can't be.
No, they punted a nice spiral. They got a 15-yard roll.
He indicated 15 yards.
Yeah, it's a penalty.
But it's 15 yards doesn't give him the first down.
No, it doesn't. It's going to miss it by like two. Roll the kicker. It could be an automatic first down, though.
Did not think so, but they have flipped the down marker to the first down. There you go. Learn something today.
First down by default.
But they're moving the first.
Yeah.
I guess it's a 5-yard penalty and an automatic first down.
There shouldn't be. I mean,
the officials are still talking it out.
Yeah, they have. Yeah. This isn't right because it was third down the country mile, okay?
And about 16, 17 yards.
Yeah, it would still be short. And that might change your strategy, but boy, that was a nice punt by Nish, Jeff. And they got a good 15-yard roll.
And Luke Landry handling the kicking duties for the Jackets and has done so well so far today. You know, if I'm looking at the 5 yards first and 11, is that even possible?
Jeff, I don't see how. I mean, the umpire still has the ball in his hands, Jeff, so we might see the more. There we go. Okay.
Now they're marking.
All right, there's our 15 big ones. And it should be an automatic first down.
Again, I've never heard automatic first down, but maybe on the 15-yard personal foul.
It's going to be Nish's eighth first down for the night.
They'll get the ball at the 48-yard line. And it'll be a first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Handoff on the run. Moore coming to the near side. Across the 45, 40, 35, down at the 32, maybe 31-yard line, where he'll pick up about 21 yards. Biggest run from scrimmage for the Jackets tonight.
Yeah, you know, Sam Martinfield got caught front foot on that play. And again, when you get the guards and tackles to go ahead and pull their respective duties, they can run the ball with effectiveness. The ball was on the, toward the near side, was wide out, and he had some good, nice real estate in front of him.
So it'll be first and 10 again. First down brought to us by D.A. Bo Dewey. Hand off this time to number two, Cortland Blake, and he's got some room up the middle inside the 20. About a 12-yard pickup for Blake.
And, Jeff, you can thank the umpire, Jeff, for the initial touchdown, because he was right in the melee. He got it flattened. He said, okay, bug me, windshield.
Move the stop the clock to move the chains. Another first down brought to us by D.A. Bo Dewey at the 19-yard line, first and 10. For the Jackets on the near hash mark, again, moving the ball from right to left.
This is how the wing tee should run, Jeff. Now, this is Nish's 10th first down.
Just the third drive of the ball game, and we're almost halfway through the second period.
Yeah, fast.
Under center, Walker hands it off to Charles Shanga, a couple of yards to the 17, maybe inside the 17.
Now, we've seen Jeff. Now, Nish is kind of picking up the tempo a little bit, which they need to do. And it kind of keeps St. Martinville on their toes thinking what they're going to do. Now they don't have as much time to set, Jeff, and our change personnel.
Again, second, we'll call it 8. Not quite to the 17-yard line. And again, nope, keeping it. Walker cuts back inside. He's got some room across the 5. Touchdown for Christian Walker. What will be a 17-yard touchdown run.
That's how it's done, Jeff. Right there. That's how it's done. Right there.
So Walker gets the touchdown, gives them a 7-point lead, awaiting the point after. Brought to us by Dana Duga, Affordable Homes, and Luke Landry will again handle those duties. One of one on point after attempts so far this evening.
Better hurry.
Yeah, I was going to say a little late. There's 20 seconds on the play clock. So that wing on the near side gets in there. The kick is there. It is up, and it is no good. A little bit wide to the right. We'll take a timeout, 13-6. Nish leads, 6:54 left to go in the first half. When we return after these on the all-new Kane, 107.5.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Mottram, has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and court testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your local McDonald's. We're committed to helping restaurant employees further their education through our Archways program. We can help them finish high school, pick up a trade, learn English, or earn an associate's or bachelor's degree. Our employees can earn up to $3,000 a year for education. And through our new partnership with SLCC, they can add another $1,000 on top of that. McDonald's, education, and SLCC. I'm loving it.
And we welcome you back. Missed the kickoff there. Brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Return to the 30-yard line where St. Martinville will have it first and 10.
And this is St. Martinville's 10th play of the night.
6:46 to go out of the timeout. Three receivers, two to the wide side, near side of the field. 11-play, 70-yard drive for Nish, aided obviously by that personal foul, keeping the drive going. Lenko running to the near side, picks up two, maybe 3 yards. Let's see where they mark it here.
It was just a simple pitch play, Jeff, but what happened was the line just shifted to the near side. They picked it up for hardly in the game.
Just a 2 yard pickup at the 32-yard line. And 11-play, 70 yards, 6:09 time of possession. Capped by that 17-yard run by Walker. The kick no good, 13-6, with nearing the halfway mark of the second period. Harrison out of the shotgun, looking to throw, looking up the middle. Now has to tuck it away, rolls to the far side, and he's going to be dropped for 3 yards.
Oh, that's loose ball.
And as you mentioned, ball came loose, but I believe Harrison recovered.
And that's the Caleb Washington, Jeff, that stripped it. But kudos to that young man for staying with his block, staying with his tackle, Jeff. He basically had shirt. Now, Nish finally came to terms with their defensive backs, Jeff. They played more of a hard man-to-man, so the quarterback had no play. Now we get a collaring job on Nish now. It's going to basically numb that out.
We're at 5:55. We were under the impression that we're going to take those official timeouts, right?
Yes, we were.
So, again, I'm not sure if they are. I am seeing St. Martin will go to the far sideline. So it looks like we do have an official timeout since we just took a break.
Yeah.
Why don't we stay here? Keith, again, try and run us through that situation.
Jeff, it was a jailbreak. Nish finally planned harder man-to-man coverage on the receivers. And what happened, again, Quaylen Washington, Jeff, added some of the jersey of the quarterback, let go relentless in doing that, and drug him to the ground. But what happened, the quarterback lost the ball. It was a fumble. Nish was going to recover, but then the collar. Now, I don't know if they called the collar on because I didn't see it. I was concentrating on the quarterback. So I don't know if it was one of the linemen or what. But Nish, defender had him by the jersey, so that wasn't his fault.
I've got this as the first penalty of the night for Nish.
It is so one,
what you're looking at?
Yeah, one first for 15 yards. Not bad, Jeff. Not bad.
So it'll be at the 47-yard line. It'll be first and 10, brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. And again, the 47, their own 47-yard line. Big thanks again to our sponsors, including the Acadiana Hearing Center, 425 East St. Peter, providing hearing solutions customized to each patient's individual needs. Appreciate their support of our sideline reports. Keep keeping batteries down there. From the 47 far hash mark left to right, they've got the scoreboard in front of them, and they see 5:47 and ticking as we begin this first and 10. And
now we've got Nish.
Yeah, a little bit too soon across the line there by the Yellow Jackets. And another penalty right after the last one. It'll be first and 5. And join us next week at Westgate. Nish will be at Westgate. 6:10, our pregame coverage. .541, the clock stopped right now. Just the second possession of the night for St. Martinville. They were successful on their first, missed the point after, though. Two receivers on the far side, hand off to Blanco. He'll take it up the middle. He gets near the 45, about a 3 yard pickup.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go. Somebody losing their heads, Jeff. This could be nasty against St. Martinville.
Be, as it sits right now, second and 2. Penalty gave them those 5 yards.
Could be offsetting them. Yeah, same on Bill. Wow. Oh, offset. So it's an offset. Good. Okay. Good.
So it'll be second and 2. Not sure if that should be first down over again. No.
Yes, it should.
Offsetting, it should go back. You lose the 3 yards.
Yeah. But it should revert. Not the offset. Then the play doesn't negate. So.
Yeah, usually that. Anyway, second and 2 is what they're doing. At the 45 of Nash, Harrison keeping it. The quarterback down to the 35-yard line. After picking up 10 yards. Here's Sin. I've got him 5 carries for 21 yards. 3-yard loss.
And Jeff, I'm liking Jaquelin Washington more and more. He put a big-time hit on the quarterback from St. Martin, put it right on his back. But it was a clean hit, Jeff. That's what it was, a clean hit. Boy, I tell you what, did you get the license plate to that truck?
14 and ticking at the 35-yard line. Another first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Two receivers on the near side, one on the far side, ball pretty much between the hash marks, and they do throw to that far side receiver, Harvey Broussard, and he picks up another first down, a 16-yard pickup for Harvey.
Jeff, again, you got to be relaxed, Jeff. The quarterback had time throw ball, found his receiver, soft coverage. There you go, blitz and catch every day. Pitch and catch.
Ball, you took it out of bounds, so the clock stopped with 4:50. At the 18, 19-yard line, marked at the
19. Yes, sir.
And the short side is the far side of the field. Two receivers over there. Hand off to Blanco. No, Harrison keeps it. Tries to get around the right side, and he is stacked up at the 20 for about a 1-yard loss.
Elijah Brown, Jeff. Elijah Brown stuffed that. Shut that play down.
That'll move the clock. 4:20 left in this first half at the 20-yard line. This team with a full complement of timeouts. As the clock continues to wind down, near 4 minutes now. Out of the shotgun, Harrison. Blanco to his right. Again, that three receiver set. And he throws to the far side and... I thought we were going to see him hit immediately, but he avoids a potential tackler, and inside the five went Harvey Broussard. I believe it was Broussard.
And this defender had a clean side on him, but he got overzealous, Jeff, and he overran the play, and it resulted in the first down and goal to goal for now Sam Martinville.
It's a nice night throwing the ball for Harrison. 5 of 6, a touchdown, and 93 yards.
First and goal for Sam Martinville.
Another first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Two receivers, wide side of the field, one to the left. And the handoff again, this time Blanco hit at the line of scrimmage, but muscles for maybe a yard.
Yeah, Jeff, that was number 50. Colby Williams came in from the backside.
3:02 and ticking. Ball at the 3-yard line where it is second and goal. And St. Martinville looking to potentially tie this game back up. Touchdown and successful point after. And here we go. Second and goal at the 3. Again, similar formation with the two receivers to the near wide side of the field. This time Harrison will keep it behind a block by Blanco, and he is close to the goal line, but short, looks like by about a half yard.
Jeff, Quinn Cook was the first to go ahead and slow him up and save that touchdown.
That is the 11th play of the drive. 2:18 and ticking. And again, they do have timeouts available on this third and goal, just inside the 2. Of course, they would prefer not to give Nish the ball back with any time.
Eight seconds
on the play clock and a timeout taken, you said, by Nish.
Yes.
So we'll take a timeout with a minute 58 to go. Just a 30-second timeout. Be back after this timeout. 13-6 Nish leads, but St. Martinville knocking at the 2 when we return after this 30-second timeout. Stay with us.
Orthopedic pain or injury? No matter where you're hurt, choose Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's only comprehensive orthopedic team. We combine advanced specialty training, the innovation of robotics and a rehabilitation team with exceptional credentials. From spine, shoulders, hands, hips, and knees to ankles and feet, we have your body covered. Ask for me, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, at the New Iberia location of Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's leader for orthopedics, spine, and sports medicine.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we are back out of the timeout. taken by Nish. They have two left, St. Martinville with three. Then at 56 to go, third and goal at the two, or maybe just inside the two-yard line. Looks like an offset eye. Under center is Tanner. Kind of a power eye and a handoff. Again, good effort by Nish. They didn't need much, and they seem to have fallen just a little short.
Jeff, they closed down. They blocked down and in, Jeff. They like a, almost like quite a pincer move. But Nish did a very good job of crowding that line, closed that gap very quickly, and stymied the running back. Now, what happened was the running back kind of got a second wind. He was keep digging with his legs, Jeff, but Nish prevailed and held him up.
So fourth and goal at the one-yard line, not even thinking about, and Nish taking another timeout.
Yes, so they are.
Last,
yeah.
Last one paid off.
Yep. You know, get the right personnel. Make sure you get the guys in the right areas. And tell you what, Jeff, if they could pull this off, boy, Jeff, it's a glorious night. It's cooled off somewhat. You know, a little sliver of moon in the south, Jeff. What a pretty night.
Glad to hear it, Keith. Up in the confines, the air-conditioned confines here.
Oh, no, I'll take this downstairs all any day.
What I enjoy about the lack of humidity, even though I'm inside an enclosed booth, the windows don't fog up.
No, but the humidity's even dropped, Jeff. It's becoming very pleasant. I think the low tomorrow's, what, 64 for the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're about 67 this morning.
Nice.
That was at 7 a.m. was the low. Actually, it dipped down to 67, I think at 3 o'clock, too. But it was around 67, 68 most of the overnight period.
What's it mean? Okay, it's right there on the 1 yard line, Jeff.
Same formation, kind of a power eye behind Harrison under center. He'll keep it.
Yeah.
And he's going to get it.
Yeah. The penetration. But it was a quick snap, Jeff. And New Iberia was not waiting for that quick snap.
So we're a point differential now, 13 to 12. As we await the point after, brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Four possessions, four touchdowns in this game with a minute 16 to go.
But Jeff, the clock is being chewed by a running game, Jeff, and both doing very good at running time off the clock. But you know what? Kudos to St. Martinville. They finally found the answer against that defense, a stuffy defensive line for Nish. But Nish, again, they tied it up, but they went for the extra point. But congratulations to Nish, Jeff, because they've been proved much, much better from last week and, of course, the jamborees we saw.
Point after, brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. And again, the snap looked to be problematic, but the punter or the holder handled it this time and got the hold there in time for the kicker. Lachele to get the job done, and we're tied at 13 with a minute 16 to go. And again, we'll stay here thanks to a few of our sponsors, including those kicks brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Also want to thank Hebert's Garden Center, Home Furniture, Pelican Driving School, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, McDonald's, just to name a few of our sponsors. Again, Harrison capping that 70-yard drive, 13 plays, time of possession, 5:38. You know, 69 yards has been the shortest drive. That was Nish's first drive. Then St. Martinville, a 75-yard drive, and then 70-yard drives each of the last two. And again, statistics would probably be in favor of St. Martinville right now, mainly because Harrison's been able to throw the football. Here's another kickoff brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. And from the 40, left to right, kick to the far sideline. That does go out of bounds. A smart job by Elijah Bonan letting that one go out of bounds. He was near the sideline,
yeah.
But let it go. It went out of bounds, and they'll have it first and 10 at the 35 with a minute 16 to go.
And boy, he was antsy to put his hands on that ball, but he knew better.
Nish, we'll see if they attempt to do anything significant with a minute 16 to go.
Well, I think last week, Sean, Jeff, I don't think Winner's going to take his foot off the accelerator, to be honest with you.
Ball again at the 35-yard line, first and 10. Right to left they move it. Two receivers on the near side, wing on that near side. Lone setback gets the toss sweep coming to the near side. Topanga Charles in trouble, will be pushed out of bounds at about the 32.
Jeff, that was Quentin Butler for St. Martinville. The St. Martinville blew that up, Jeff. So it was, he was stringing out. He ran out of real estate, and Nish had nowhere to go but that play.
Nish, one timeout. Clock stopped with a minute 7 to go. They mark it back to the 33, and it looks like Coach Ware is St. Martinville took that timeout. They've got their full complement, or had their full complement. They decide to take a break with a minute 7 to go. Once again, our score tied at 13.
You know, Ware was talking about lack of effort last week, but I tell you what, tonight I think we've seen a lot better effort by the offensive line and, of course, the defense. The crispness of the running the plays, Jeff, paying attention to blocking assignments. I think this much improved since last week. You know, the score is not of that, but it shows Nish is playing much better ball.
At the 33-yard line, it'll be 2nd and 12 with a minute 7 to go. Wide receiver to the far side. Double wing formation. And what do we got now?
Okay, just resetting the clock.
Play clock at 25 seconds. Game clock at 107. And they will run it up the middle. Walker pushed back after getting back to the original line of scrimmage. They're going to give him forward progress, those 2 yards, and some calling timeout.
Yeah, Ware boarded his last one. But Jeff, St. Martinville has made some adjustments, and they stymied New Iberia. It's not that New Iberia's, you know, lack of effort. St. Martinville has found an answer to that blocking scheme.
Ball will be actually short of the original line, marking it at the 34-yard line. 10.1 seconds left. Still third down, no timeouts left, so if you take a chance downfield here, you may not get another one. And if you try running something short, you may not have another. Maybe a quick flare to the outside, see if it gets you anything.
Well, the line judges said one timeout left in each side. Who must have been St. Martinville.
And I misread the clock. It is 1:01 left, I believe.
Now that's Nish's last one.
Now that has to be their fourth.
Well, yes, it is. Their final timeout.
So, again, am I reading 1:01 on the clock or
right.
10.1?
No, 1:01.
Okay.
1 minute, 1 second.
I don't know. There isn't a visible colon anywhere.
No. There's no colon, Jeff, or period. It's 1 minute, 1 second.
It's a quick timeout. It'll be, again, 3rd and 11 at the 34.
Tell you what, Jeff, I like the kudos to this referee group. They're very vocal. They keep everybody abreast of what's happening. They're on their game tonight.
And in motion, that was Moore. The handoff to Moore, and he'll come to the near side. Midfield, 45, 40-yard line, inside to the 38 of St. Martinville. Picks up, about 26 yards on that play.
And, Jeff, that's when it runs. That's when it runs, Jeff. Now, the clock's going to start when they put it down. But, Jeff, that's how you run it.
5 carries, 59 yards for Moore.
They don't have time out, Jeff, so they got to get up and snap the ball.
1st and 10. Again, a first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey, and they spiked the ball.
They've burned 15 seconds already.
Under center, Walker does spike it this time. Yeah, that was an interesting spike indeed. You can tell he hasn't done that a lot.
No, Jeff, and you know, you can't. The young man just, you know, probably was never put in that situation to go ahead and be mindful of the clock management. They're still learning the game, but no.
Back to the 39. They shouldn't have lost yards, but anyway, 3rd and a little bit more than 10. Looks like Walker's looking to throw toward the middle of the end zone. Tipped and incomplete. Ball got tipped up high, and you're just waiting to see if someone might be able to come down with it.
But I tell you what, Jeff, number 9 has some great vertical leap. Because I tell you what, that was a touchdown, but in the last second, put his hand up there and just blocked it. Nice, nice play by St. Martinsville.
23 seconds left. See, that's clearly not real clear that that's 23 seconds left versus 23.0.
Correct.
2:30. Grammar matters.
So they're not going to punt the ball, Jeff. They're going to go for it.
At the 34, their own 34-yard line, or 39-yard line, excuse me. These fields are striped too well for me to make those mistakes. Fourth and a little more than 10, looking to throw the ball. Walker near midfield back, and he does throw complete to Cortland Blake, and he is knocked out of bounds with 13 seconds left. And Jeff, very close to a first down, but I don't think so.
Very close, very, very close, Jeff. But the wideout was by his lonely, Jeff, and everybody shifted to the near side, so he threw against the grain, found him open, and scampered. But boy, he's going to be close. Oh, he is close.
12.1 seconds on the clock.
First down. Mark is the first down.
First down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey, just short of the 18-yard line, it looks like. 12.1 seconds to go.
Wait, Jeff, they got the first down marked, but the six haven't moved. Well, I don't know what the deal is.
Well, again, that's an excellent question, an excellent point. And St. Martinville has the football.
It's first down. And Nutnish was short.
There you go. St. Martinville runs Blanco up the middle with 5-yard pickup for Blanco.
That's going to do it.
And that will indeed be the end of the half. And once again, our score tied at 13 apiece. Coach Ware with Keith Hebert.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Coach, your assessment of the first half.
We played really hard, playing well. We got to get a couple stops. As long as we keep running the ball and kind of possess the football, it gives us a chance. You know, don't give up anything big, you know.
The offensive line seemed to have a little bit more quickness, a little bit more urgency, especially in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah. Effort, and that's our chance to win. They got some great athletes. Like I said, no big plays. Just stay in it.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll see you at half.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeff, back up to you. That's it from downstairs for half. And as always, these sound reports brought to you by the Acadian Hearing Center at 425 East St. Peter Street, providing hearing solutions customized to each patient's individual needs.
And we do appreciate those folks indeed. At the half, tied at 13. Stay with us. A 3-minute timeout. We'll take a look at some of the first half stats, scoring summary, and more when we return after this 3-minute timeout here on the all-new Kane 107.5. Stay with us.
There's a lot to like at Home Furniture. If you like functional, stylish, comfortable furniture, you'll find it at Home. We have what you need to give one room or every room a total refresh. So redecorate to your heart's content. Plus, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster mattresses. And you'll like America's best no-money-down, no-interest financing. Plus, complete delivery and setup. See store for details. If you like style, selection, and value, there's a lot to like at Home Furniture Plus Bedding.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's Beauty of Gray. Saturday, a welcome home party for Olympian Morgan Lolo Romero with music by the cast. And on Sunday at 2, it's Steve Adams and his four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. On Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Mottram, has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and court testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your local McDonald's. We are committed to helping restaurant employees further their education and achieve their dreams. Whether that means helping them finish high school, earn an associate's or bachelor's degree from a college or university, pick up a trade at trade school, or even learn English. Our employees can earn up to $3,000 a year for education. McDonald's and education, I'm loving it.
This is Jeff Boggs. Join me for the Raging Cajuns football report on Fridays and Mondays all season long at 1240. Brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins of Acadiana.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And once again, we do welcome you back here on Kane, along with Keith Hebert, Jeff Boggs at New Iberia Senior High, Blanc Bayard, our studio engineer at the half. Our score tied at 13. Boy, I tell you, score is tied. Stats are pretty close. We had the first four drives resulting in touchdowns for each team, two touchdowns each team. And very similar drives, with the exception of some success St. Martinville was throwing the ball versus running the ball. Nish, most of their work on the ground, and aided, of course, by that 15-yard penalty that gave them a first down and eventually their second touchdown. Scoring summary, Nish got the opening kickoff, began the drive at the 31, marched it on 13 plays, 69 yards, took 5:59 off the clock, and with 6:01 to go in the first, 7-0 the score on 4-yard touchdown run by Shanga Charles. Landry's kick was good, and again, 7-0. St. Martinville would get it on their own 25, march it 12 plays, 75 yards, took 4:58 off the clock on their ensuing drive, and with a minute 3 to go, it was 7-6, as the kick was not good, the point after attempt was not good after Harrison's 11-yard touchdown pass to Cullen Charles. Nish would get the ball back at their own 30 and cap a 11-play, 70-yard drive on a 17-yard run by Christian Walker. Their kick was no good, and it was 13-6 with 6:54 to go in the second quarter. Time of possession on that drive, 6:09. St. Martinville, though, would answer, again starting their own drive at the 70-yard line, or at their own 30-yard line, marching at 70 yards on 13 plays. Time of possession, 5:38. The 1-yard Harrison run. The kick this time by Lochley was good, and we were tied at 13 with, again, just a minute 16 to go. Nish would get the ball back, march it about 60 yards, but have their play end on downs. Tied at 13 with 12 seconds to go. St. Martinville ran one play in that last drive, started at their own 29, and again, that wound the clock down to nothing. We'll take a timeout, two-minute break. When we return, give you some of the individual stats and numbers when we return after these. Stay with us. Two-minute timeout. Back, our score tied at 13. Stay with us.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
Live local talk, it's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
That last year, we added 3,200 state employees. That cost taxpayers an extra $278 million. And again, good, nice to, good to finally meet you in person. We've talked on the phone so much. I love your show, and hope you'll have me back.
Tesh Matters, weekdays on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating. keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajero inviting you to join me and PGA golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, GolfBalls.com, and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oak.
So let's make a tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here at Nish. Tied at 13, St. Martinville will receive the second half kickoff, but we got a little ways before that happens. Let's take a look at some of our individual numbers for St. Martinville. 48 yards rushing on the ground, split pretty much between Tanner Harrison and Stephen Blanco. Harrison, the quarterback, 8 carries, 23 yards, but a touchdown of 1 yard. And Stephen Blanco carried the ball 8 times, 25 yards, again for a total of 48. Throwing the ball, Harrison, 5 of 6 with a touchdown and 93 yards. 11-yard touchdown pass to Cullen Charles, his only catch of that first half. Broussard, 4 catches for 82 yards. Certainly helped set up the eventual first touchdown there from Harrison to Charles. So 141 yards total offense for St. Martinville. Nish, 164 total yards, 154 on the ground, just 10 in the air. Christian Walker, 1 of 3 for 10 yards. A catch by Cortland Blake. Shanga Charles did most of the work on the ground, 14 carries, 40 yards. Cedric Moore, though, 5 carries, 59 yards. Christian Walker, 5 carries, 20 yards, including that 19-yard touchdown run. He had lost 5 yards on a sack. That skewed his numbers a little bit. Cortland Blake, 1 carry, 12. Phillips, 1 carry, 13 yards. Kendrick Phillips. So, again, well, we already mentioned the passing numbers there. Again, 164 total yards for Nish. So stats fairly close, time of possession fairly close. Nish may have had a slight edge there by, let's say, about a minute and a half maybe, if I were to total it up. Maybe 2.5 minutes. So when you look at those last two drives of the game where Nish, that kind of helped separate them as far as time of possession. But again, Yellow Jackets and St. Martinville tied at 13. 2-minute timeout. Back with more of our halftime report. I know Keith is working to set up our interview with Coach Vincent Darrois before the start of the second half. So we'll get ready for that as well when we return after these. Stay with us. You're listening to the all-new Kane 107.5.
Orthopedic pain or injury? No matter where you're hurt, choose Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's only comprehensive orthopedic team. We combine advanced specialty training, the innovation of robotics and a rehabilitation team with exceptional credentials. From spine, shoulders, hands, hips, and knees to ankles and feet, we have your body covered. Ask for me, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, at the New Iberia location of Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's leader for orthopedics, spine, and sports medicine.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's Beauty of Gray. Saturday, a welcome home party for Olympian Morgan Lolo Romero with music by the cast. And on Sunday at 2, it's Steve Adams and his four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. On Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. We've added some sweet treats to the menu, and they're available all day long. We're introducing 3 new items, cinnamon rolls, apple fritters, and blueberry muffins. Pair them with a cup of fresh hot coffee, maybe a mocha frappe, or even one of our espresso drinks, and you are good to go. McDonald's and Bakery. I'm loving it.
There's a lot to like at Home Furniture. If you like functional, stylish, comfortable furniture, you'll find it at Home. We have what you need to give one room or every room a total refresh. So redecorate to your heart's content. Plus, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster mattresses. And you'll like America's best no-money-down, no-interest financing. Plus, complete delivery and setup. See store for details. If you like style, selection, and value, there's a lot to like at Home Furniture Plus Bedding.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back again. Tied at 13 and a half, St. Martinville. We'll get that second half kick when we do resume play. Got a couple of scores from around the region. Looks like Acadiana at Catholic of Baton Rouge. The Wrecking Rams down by 10 at the half. Como, or a second quarter score, excuse me. This is a first quarter score, although I... pretty sure they'd be beyond the first quarter by now. Thurling's leading Como 9-7. Again, a first quarter score we have there. Duncombe and Hanson, no score or no score reported at this point. They're just showing no score in the first quarter. We saw Lafayette Christian last week against Westgate. They are dominating Lafayette 33-0. That is reported as a first quarter score, 33-0 Lafayette Christian over Lafayette. Karen Crow leading at the half over Southside. Score we've got is 24-6. And Highland Baptist at home against Hamilton Christian. Second quarter score 14-7. Hamilton Christian leading Highland Baptist. Alexandria leading St. Thomas More. Second quarter score 28-21. Washington Marion leading Northside 7-0. Moorville, the Tigers leading at North Vermilion 20-6. That is a halftime score, or at least reported as a halftime score. We do not have a score reported, or it's scoreless. Generate Morgan City. Westgate and West St. Mary, similar situation. No score reported. Ascension Episcopal, Blue Gators at Catholic Point Coupe. And again, situation where we either don't have a score or no score reported. And last night, it would have been tonight, Bro Bridge at Catholic High. That game a forfeit. The Panthers pick up the victory by forfeit. And as reported last night, or reported earlier today, last night, BC beat Opelousas Catholic 21-6. Sam Houston beat LaGrange 42-13. Centerville beat Ascension Christian 20-12. And Notre Dame defeated Sulphur by forfeit. We assume those are all COVID-related forfeits. The games that are canceled because of Hurricane Ida are simply no contest, certainly not forfeits, if they cannot play the game because of the effects of Hurricane Ida. That is the case for some of the games we've seen tonight. Keith, are we close to talking to Coach Darwall?
I'm sorry, what's that, Jeff?
Are you with Coach Darwall?
No, I'm working my way there now.
Okay, I couldn't locate you there, but very good. Look forward to that. We'll take a 60-second timeout and hopefully have Coach Darwall out of the timeout. Stay with us. 60-second break. Tied at 13 at the half. Stay with us.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Matran, it has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and in-court testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
There's a lot to like at Home Furniture. If you like functional, stylish, comfortable furniture, you'll find it at Home. We have what you need to give one room or every room a total refresh. So redecorate to your heart's content. Plus, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster mattresses. And you'll like America's best no-money-down, no-interest financing. Plus, complete delivery and setup. See store for details. If you like style, selection, and value, there's a lot to like at Home Furniture Plus Bedding.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we are back, and we do have Coach Darwall with Keith Hebert down on the field, brought to us by the Acadiana Hearing Center. Keith?
Thanks. Yeah, Coach, your thoughts on the first half?
Hardly contested first half. They did ball control and it's doing a pretty good job with that. And then we had a few little brain cramps on defense. Hopefully we can clean the stuff up, clean up with special teams and make a better half of it.
Your team was kind of stymied the first quarter, but then came to life in the second half.
Oh, yeah, Dallas, and we hope we keep that going. If we can keep that going, I think we'll be fine.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck to you in the second half. Jeff, back up to you.
All right, once again, thanks to the Acadiana Herring Center. Our sideline reports, interviews down on the field brought to us by the Acadiana Herring Center, 425 East St. Peter, providing hearing solutions customized to each patient's individual needs. And we are just about ready for the kickoff. Wasn't sure if they were going to put another 3 minutes on the clock for the required warm-ups, but looks like we're ready to go with the second half kickoff, brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. And again, from the 40-yard line, Luke Landry will kick from right to left, too deep at about the 8-yard line, and again at the 18-yard line. Landry's squibbed a couple so far tonight. And he does kick this one a little bit deeper, and it'll be handled at the 14-yard line by Harvey Broussard. Tries to get outside to the far side. Had a little trouble initially, but eventually across the 30. Late flag down at the 34-yard line is Broussard. Nice return of about 24 yards for him.
That's coming back, Jeff, because when the referee threw the flag, it looked like a block in the back on the receiving team.
And we will await word there.
Spot foul.
And that'll take him back pretty good then. Just underway here in the second half, tied at 13. And again, thanks to Dana Duga Affordable Homes.
That was good because number 18 finished on special teams overran the play, Jeff, and it allowed the back to go ahead and scamper to the right, up to the far side, make it some good real estate.
Still waiting for them to put the ball down, but it looks like it's going to be marked from the 28.
Yes.
And he is marking it back.
Whoa.
Must have been a 15-yarder.
Yeah.
So they're going to mark it just short of the 14 or right at the 14-yard line.
Yes.
First and 10 at the 14. Three receivers, two to the wide side, near side of the field. Single set back, Blanco, and he'll get the handoff, and he'll be initially hit at the 10, and finally they finish him off. Just enough to slow him down so he could get a little help from a couple other defenders down at the 8-yard line, loss of 6.
And, Jeff, you can thank Jamarcus Stokes, because he slowed the play up just enough to give his teammates to play catch-up and stifle that for a huge loss of real estate. St. Martinville.
Call it a 5-yard loss. Now second and 15 at the 9-yard line. I figured forward progress probably does give him that yard. Short side, the near side now. Two receivers, ball on the near hash. One receiver to the far side. Again, Blanco the setback and fake to him. Harrison rolling to the far side looking to throw. Now dumps it short of his intended receiver, Broussard, and maybe a shot at an interception there for Phillip.
But Jeff, you got to go ahead and give kudos to the secondary. They planned, Coach made some adjustments half. They planned a lot more tighter man-to-man, Jeff. And, of course, the quarterback ran out of time. He just threw the ball, so that was dangerous on his part.
So it'll be third and 15. Harrison has thrown the ball well tonight. I have him 5 of 7 for 93 yards. Just his second incompletion. Again, a throwing situation, third and 15. One receiver now to the near side, short side of the field, and one of the souvenir footballs that the cheerleaders throw somehow got thrown onto the field.
And that was an accident. It wasn't done purposely.
So, again, we'll reset the third down play, third and 15. And this time Harrison will try and run out of the backfield across the 15 near the 18-yard line. Let's pick up about 7-8 yards, but a little short of a first down, setting up fourth and about 6.
Yeah, quick look, Jeff. There she came back. And basically has a pure tail, but the legs kept moving on the quarterback for St. Martinville, and Cook didn't quite have enough on him, but slowed him down just enough to give it help his teammates.
This would be the first punt of the game. standing back. It looks like the punter is Kane Mitchell.
St. Morville's now 2-for-3 in third down conversions.
He's standing back at about the 6, steps up from the 8 maybe, and kicks to the 40, takes a Nish bounce and touched at the 36-yard line. St. Nish will have it in pretty good position here. 36-yard line of St. Martinville.
Now, Nish was given a gift of this one, Jeff, and they had a short yardage. They can make some on his punt. I'll tell you what, if they can, if Nish can go ahead and just methodically run down and tie the St. Martinville team out, that's what it's going to take.
So, again, right in front of us, St. Martinville, 36-yard line for Nish, first and 10. Man in motion is Cedric Moore, gets the ball on the end around. Flag is down. He gets a yard at best, but
he's come back on Nish. Yep,
you would think so.
Yeah, referee threw it in backfield, so it looks like the guard pulled too soon.
Legal shift, I think he said.
Yeah. Still first down. We'll move back 5 yards.
So back to the 41.
Three penalty for 25 yards. Not bad for a night.
It'll be first and 15. 9:54, the clock stopped. Early on here in the third period, tied at 13. Sends a man in motion. That was Blake. And up the middle, the run. And again, just good for maybe 2 yards there by, I believe that was Shanga Charles.
Jeff, that was number 35, which we don't have a name for St. Martinville.
And we had trouble getting roster from St. Martinville. I had to rely on Max Preps for some of my prep today for St. Martinville. So I'm not surprised that might be a couple of changes. So at the 39-yard line, it'll be second and 13. And in motion again is Moore. They give it again to the tailback, Charles, and he'll pick up about 6-7 yards near the 32, it looks like.
And Jeff, that was a simple misdirection play. And when it takes the hand off the man in motion, like running a jet sweep, and you get to the other back, and the gap was opened up enough. That's third down, and a good long 5 to go.
Yeah, I'd say 6 indeed. And 32 needing to get to the 26. 8:34 on the clock. It's moving now. Receiver to the far side. And again, looked like a little trouble there in the backfield. Walker fumbles then eventually. Nish in a position to fall on it.
Yes.
At the 24-yard line. That fumble forward may give him the first down.
And it did, Jeff. But Christmas came early from my pair of eyes because that was disastrous all over the place.
So again, first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Duke. Just how he drew it up.
Yes, sir. Now she's 3-for-6 on down conversions.
Yeah, it looks like there's a little something off on the snap.
It's exactly right.
So here we go, first and 10 at the 24-yard line in St. Martinville territory where this drive began. Hand off up the middle. Charles comes then to the near side, and then he's inside the 20. Gets almost 5 yards on that first down play.
And Jeff, number 10. We got two number 10s. So Bob Bernard and Marshall Kelton on the stop.
That's number 0. Did I see a 0 jersey?
You did? And what? Yeah, go figure. Parrish. It's not basketball.
7:30 and ticking. At the 20-yard line, first and call it a long 5, or second and long 5. Again, more in motion. Hand off again to Charles, hit in the backfield, brought down in the backfield for about a 4-yard loss. Forward progress should be inside the 25, I would think, although, yeah, they're finally showing that.
And there's number 0 for St. Martinville who disrupted that, Jeff.
In fact, they're going to bring it back to the 22. Still a loss, but not as bad as it was initially looking back to the 22-yard line.
Yes, Nate.
So again, clock winding, 6:48 to go in this third period. Tied at 13, again, more in motion. This time a handoff to Blake. and he'll be stacked up pretty much at the line of scrimmage. Eventually, that to me could have been considered roughing. Again, the official may be a little late to blow the whistle on the play, though, too.
I agree. This is 4-for-7 on third down tries, Jeff.
Looks like Luke Landry going to come in to attempt a field goal or punt.
Well,
I actually not certain at this point. Ball's at the 23. They're bringing in a kicking ball. We're going to see an attempt of about 41 yards on this field goal attempt by Luke Landry, brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes, 601 and ticking.
He's got a good angle on his, Jeff. He's got some under it, like it's not on.
And kick is good after a good snap and hold, and the kick is good. He missed a point after attempt.
Yeah.
It makes the 41-yard field goal, giving Nish a lead with 5:50 to go, 16-13. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Actually, it's an official's timeout, so they're going to take the full 60 here. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Back with the kickoff after these.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajor inviting you to join me and PGA Golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, GolfBalls.com, and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oak.
So let's make it tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the Voice of the Tesh. New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
Believe it or not, Jeff, they listen to your show. They watch your show. When I went campaigning door to door, I mean, I can't say, but 80% of people I talked to, hey, I saw the media on TV. So it is a way for them to get involved.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
5:50 left to go in the third quarter. Nish leading 16-13 after the 41-yard field goal by Luke Landry. They got the ball at the St. Martinville 36. Obviously, they would have liked to have done a little bit better, but happy to have a field goal after not moving the ball much more than 14 yards on that possession before they settled for the field goal. And Luke will kick it off again, brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Good solid kick to the 5-yard line, bringing it toward the middle of the field from the near hash mark. Now coming back to the near side, finally brought down at the 43-yard line, I believe. They'll mark it. That was, again, that number 9 who's not on our roster. But, again, nice return from the 5 to about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, but, Jeff, nice save by Elijah Pona. Because missed tackle after missed tackle after missed tackle, Jeff, on this niche special teams. But Elijah Brown said today, and a good touchdown for St. Martinville.
I was told number 9 is Caron Jean-Louis. Nice return for him, 40 yards to the 45-yard line, where St. Martinville has it at their own 45, first and 10. Snap and a pitch to the far side. Blanco has 10-plus, 15 yards to the 40-yard line, and maybe a little bit more than that. We'll see where they eventually mark it for about a 17-yard pickup by Blanco.
And, Jeff, now it's St. Martinville has blown Nish off the line of scrimmage and getting a good foothold.
Mark it at the 38 of Nish. 5:22 and ticking here in this third quarter. Nish up by 3, 16-13. First and 10. Wide receivers, 2 to the far side, short side of the field. Looking to throw to this near side. Harrison now shaked out of the pocket. Throws short, well short of his intended receiver, Harvey Broussard.
Jeff, that was just a wounded goose by St. Martinville. But, again, now Nish is playing, again, Jeff, like I said earlier in the second quarter, Nish is playing much tighter man-man coverage. And, of course, he had nowhere to throw him. And when he's you know, running for his life, he just, man, I'll tell you what, he's not that far by any stretch. And he underthrew that ball big time. It could have been picked.
Clock stopped with 5:02 to go on the incomplete pass. Second and 10, again at the 38 of Nish. Wide receivers getting 2 to the left, 1 to the near side. Wide side's the near side. Out of the shotgun, Harrison fakes to Blanco, keeps it. runs to the near side, has some room inside the 25, 20, 15, 10, and down near the 6-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 32 yards, maybe,
yeah.
I'm seeing.
Yeah, Elijah Cook saved the day.
7-yard line.
Missed tackle after missed tackle after missed tackle, Jeff. You got to have to clean that up, and it's going to be a field day.
First down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. That'll set up again. First and goal at the 7-yard line. And out of the shotgun, Harrison hands it to Blanco up the middle, and he's got it easy. Hardly hit at all, going right up the gut.
You know, Jeff, Nish was not prepared for that quick snap, and that's what basically did. I mean, it's like the Red Sea just opened up, just parted, Jeff, and ran right up the gut.
7-yard touchdown run by Blanco. And we await the point after, brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes, the first lead of the night for St. Martinville. Looking to increase it from 19 to 16 to maybe 20 here. A couple of bad snaps. That one good. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 4:30 to go in the third, 20 to 16, St. Martinville leading, a 30-second timeout. Back with the kickoff brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes after this.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Tonight, it's Beauty of Gray. Saturday, a welcome home party for Olympian Morgan and Lolo Romero with music by the cast. And on Sunday at 2, it's Steve Adams and his four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. On Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we are back. 55-yard drive. Minute 20 off the clock. Capped by a 7-yard run by Blanco. The kick made it 20-16 with 4:30 to go. This kickoff brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Squib kick nearly mishandled at the 40-yard line, but safely down. I think that was Brandon Broussard, Junior on the front there. So Nish will have it in decent position. But again, see what they can do with it here in the third quarter with 4:27 to go. Looks like they're marking it at the 41. First and 10 again at their own 41-yard line, moving the ball right to left. In this third quarter, scoreboard behind them, heading to the Jefferson Terrace end zone. Run up the middle, a nice room at about the 45, just maybe across 45. We'll call it a 4-yard pickup.
Hey, Jeff, this offense is not designed to come back from behind. So, again, Nish needs to take better control of the line of scrimmage, and on defense, it needs to tighten up in a line.
There you go. We'll switch that to the McDonald's end zone as, again, Nish. Here the McDonald's within Walmart. Appreciate Larry Miller checking in with us tonight. Second and 5 from the 46. Hand off coming to the near side, but then tried to move it back up the middle and next to no gain.
Yep, I don't see the offensive line.
Said it more there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't see the offensive line playing as much fervor as in the first quarter, Jeff. It's almost like they become a little bit blind, you know, they're not as crisp. You know, and but they cannot afford to lose sight of what their goal is for this drive.
Actually gave them a yard on that. Third and 4 coming up for the Yellow Jackets. 3:11 left in this third quarter. And wing on the far, double wing, wings on each side. Back between them, behind Walker under center, and the handoff again up the gut, off maybe a little bit to the right side, and again, not much room there at all. The forward progress does, looks like they want to give them to the 49, which I think is a little bit generous. In fact, they're going to give it to them at midfield, 4th and 1.
She's now 4 for 7, Jeff, and they've gone 3 and out on this half. You got to convert your third down play. If you don't, Jeff, this is what the result happens when you don't convert the third down.
Gotten the ball to midfield strength. We'll see the Nish punting unit for the first time tonight. So St. Martinville punt for the first time in the opening drive of this second half. So, oh, and they're going to go for it. Direct snap to Cedric Moore, and on a second effort, he got gets it. The first down. It was a struggle, but he finally found some room to the right. Not sure if they caught St. Martinville a little bit of wake there because they had a shot to stop it.
Hey, Jeff, there's an old riverboat gambler mentality rather than swear.
So again, first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. 2:03 left to go as they finally do move the chains. They'll be at the 48-yard line of St. Martinville. And moving the clock now, minute 55. Wide receiver to the near side, wings on either side, sending more in motion. Rolling, looking to throw the ball. Walker in trouble now. Going to be dropped beyond the 40, back to their own 38. Loss of about 14 yards on the ouch.
Number 35 and number 50, which was Quentin Butler on the stifle for St. Martinville. Jeff, going in the wrong direction. But, you know, in Nish defense, everybody was covered. They had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide on this one.
Minute 22 to go. Talking about Larry and our locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants. They have been a longtime supporter of high school sports here on Kane and supporter of high school athletics in general. You see scoreboards and other sponsorships by McDonald's, and we appreciate that. Loving it. Have to get an update on the remodeling at the Lewis and Main location as they try and run to the outside, but it's going to be short of the line of scrimmage. Looks like it's going to be about a 2-yard loss.
It's going to be third in the country mile.
Back to the 39-yard line. They need to get to the 38 of St. Martinville. 23 yards, if my math serves me well. Two receivers, wide side, near side, 17 seconds left. Walker does throw. He's got a man complete to Blake, but dropped almost immediately after he caught it. About a 3-yard pickup for Blake, but again, nowhere to run.
Jeff, that was Mandrill Butler, but and Nish, it took so much time. Jeff, that's too slow developing play for anything to get anything realistically out of that.
And we are at the end of the third quarter. Our score 20-16. St. Martinville will receive a punt with the lead when we return after a 30-second timeout. Fourth quarter coming up after this.
We have a new player on the field and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back as we begin the fourth quarter. They switch sides. Nish now with the scoreboard in front of them. Their backs to the McDonald's end zone. Just off of Jefferson Terrace. And again, the punting unit is on, and this time we think they're going to actually punt.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say.
A little bit of a high snap, but handled. Kick from the 30. Pretty good hang time, not a ton of distance. Received at the 34. Fair catch called for and received by St. Martinville.
Now, this has run 42 plays, Jeff, and only has 16 points to show for it. You know, Jeff, again, the time of possession is probably about equal according to the stats, but, you know, yeah, Barry has not capitalized when they had to.
11:52 left in the ball game, with 38 the time of possession there. And again, at the 35, their first down play, Blanco running the near side. 10, 15, 20 yards to the 40, 35, 30, 25, pushed out of bounds near the 20-yard line. That'll be about a 45-yard pickup by Blanco.
Kendrick Phillips, Jeff, initially saved that from going all the way. And, Jeff, it's almost like, and I hate to say it, but Niapuri is not playing with this urgency here. They're just not. That's going to be the downfall.
First down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey at the 18-yard line. I understand they're doing a complete lobby, bathroom, service area remodel, kiosks added as well. That Lewis Street, Main and Lewis location of McDonald's. Still a couple of weeks to go on that remodel. And again, Harrison running to the right side, or trying to get to that right side, but stopped almost immediately.
And Jeff, that was Quan Jones on the stop for Nish.
Back again, right at the original line of scrimmage there. No
game. Nish is both right here, Jeff. They can afford to go down two scores.
Second and 10, 11 minutes left in the ball game. Two receivers far side, wide side of the field, one on the near side, and Harrison looking through to the far side, has a man wide open, bobbled it initially, completes it at the 10, picks up another 3 yards, very close to a first down there.
Jeff, they're going back. Nish is going back to the first quarter savvy, soft coverage, and they didn't really have all time to throw the ball, but enough time to go ahead and complete the pass.
6-9 throwing the ball, 103 yards now. That fifth catch of the night by Broussard for 92 yards. And it is a first down, first and goal, brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Three receivers, two to the wide side. Now a third man coming in motion. He'll get the handoff. That was Charles Cullen. Charles, who cuts in then and brings it to near the goal line, but a little bit short, maybe right around the two.
That was Quan Jones. Yeah, you know, he's lost right now. The coaches are yelling from the sideline, trying to get them in line, and that they just sort of lost puppies.
Looks like second and goal again inside the two, or maybe inside the three, near the two. This time Harrison going to keep it up the middle, and he's in. Unless there is a flag, that is a touchdown, and no reason to think there would be a flag, just making sure.
Okay, we got some laundry, Jeff. So it's
Mike's
against St. Martinville.
Let's see what it's all about. 9:46 on the clock. And again, we await the officials having a little conversation here. Now, finally, it looks like procedure against St. Martinville, so that'll bring it back 5 yards.
Yeah, they have to repeat.
Nine 9:46 and ticking.
7 penalties for 60 yards for St. Martinville.
Now back to the 7-yard line, second and goal.
And each team have their allotted three timeouts.
And the scoreboard behind them. I don't know if they took a timeout.
So Coach had a question. Arguing the point. Because why the flag was thrown, Jeff. I don't know if he's going to win this argument, but tell you what, he's trying to build a case like a good defense lawyer.
They rarely do, but unless he can suggest not so much a judgment call, but some sort of rule issue. And now the referee talking to maybe the official who threw the flag. Now coming to the near side to talk to Coach Ware. Not too far from where Keith is. Get a vibe on this one.
I think he's explaining why he called the penalty. I think he's just giving an explanation of both coaches, which is a fair assessment to do. And so they both understand why the penalty. Coach, he's defiant, Jeff. Coach DeJuan's defiant. At all. He's not happy. He's sending this against Nish for something to push off on Nish. So. This way, this replay, they go to the booth for this. Coach White doesn't seem to be happy as well.
not sure why he wouldn't be happy other than the delay here.
Yeah.
But now the penalty will stand. Second and goal at the 7-yard line. Harrison out of the shotgun. Blanco to his right. Fakes to him. Keeps it up the middle. This time plugged pretty well. Maybe forward progress gets him a yard.
But there was some gang tackling, Jeff. They all got a part of that action on that one. It collapsed. The gut, the delay draw on the left side, Jeff. But the call. Answer the bill.
I was going to say, looked like we almost had our first injury break, but no, he's up. Thought he was working a cramp or something there, but he did get up. Nish Defensor. We have not had any injuries yet tonight.
No.
That's great to see. Cramps or otherwise. Two receivers near side again, one to the far side, rolling to the near side. Harrison keeping to the far side, trying to get around the end. Does get another 2-3 yards and maybe a horse collar there, seeing
no,
a flag.
Yeah, but Quentin Cook, Jeff, it could look like he had some judgment. From the angle, I couldn't tell if he had a collar or just the bottom part of the jersey. We'll see in a moment. Horse collar, yep, on Nish.
Just the way, I don't have a great view, but I could see how he was jerked back a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I saw the flag, and so just the timing of all that.
What happened was he got kind of blocked out where all I saw was the bottom part of the jersey. I didn't see the top horse collar, and that's the part I missed because it was blocked out.
So it'll be third and goal at the 2. 8:57 to go. Piece of this game has slowed down quite a bit in this second half, especially this fourth quarter.
It's all the laundry.
Again, third and goal, and again, Harrison trying to keep it to the outside. Looks like he toughed it in close, but no cigar yet.
No, Elijah Bonat almost got his clock clean, but he slowed it down enough for number 38, Jeff, Quan Jones. I've got to be, after that game, if I have to give a game ball on defense, Jeff, it goes to Mr. Jones. He's played a hell of a ball game tonight. He's stuck his nose just about the way he can.
You couldn't be much closer. I mean, and it's almost impossible to be certain that ball did not cross the plane.
Yes, but they said no go, so time out, St. Martinville.
We'll stay here. Is that their first time out of the half?
Yes, it is.
8:25 remaining, and again, our sideline reports brought to you by the Acadiana Hearing Center, 425 East St. Peter. Also want to remind you, our starting lineups have been brought to you by Hebert's Garden Center at Hopkins in West St. Peter since 1939, knowledge is their way, or their key. And again, if you're looking to do a little planning, work in the garden, tomorrow a good day to do it. Then you got some rain, so get it in the ground tomorrow, and then good chances of rain much of the rest of the week.
And Simonville, we've got to call for a penalty. What? I don't know, 5 yards, push it back. Now it's fourth and goal, Jeff, but he's going to call timeout here. Nish wants timeout.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
No, I don't think he had the right personnel package out there.
But, yeah, 15-yard penalty, setting it up fourth and goal at the 15.
And that's not a pass play, Jeff. And what's going to happen is the quarterback's going to roll. He's going to try to find somebody in the flat. And Nish better be in their back pocket. If not, it's going to be a touchdown. But tell you what.
You think that was a bench foul or something to that effect?
Again, I didn't see the laundry, and I didn't see the call by the referee.
Yeah, that could be the difference in the game right here.
Right, yes, because they had first and goal on the 2, and now it's first and goal on the 16.
They still have a 20-16 lead, but that could have, the way Nish has been methodically moving the ball when they've moved the ball.
Yeah, but they've become benign.
I'm saying a 2-possession game would have been tough.
Yeah, and this kind of offense, Jeff, you can't play that good catch-up. You cannot.
And they are going for it on fourth at the 16, fourth and goal at the 16. Three receivers near side. Harrison rolling to that near side, looking, and throws into the end zone, overthrows his intended receiver.
Yeah.
Throws into the horn section there, the Nish band.
Number one was actually open, but he had two. That thing was just a frozen rope, Jeff. And just opened through him, shot him over through him. And it was like, wow, what are you doing? He was open. That was a touchdown. But it looks like he rolled. We knew it was going to be a pass play. And John Bear was playing soft coverage. They flirted with disaster, Jeff. They got away with one.
Well, they got 84 yards in front of them, 8 minutes, 2 seconds. Their scoring drives have consumed 6 minutes and 6:09. So, again, if they could have a nice methodical drive, kill some clock, put it in the end zone. But after seeing that first down play, they got some work to do. Getting back to the line of scrimmage on that first down run.
And, Jeff, I want to go back to our pregame talk with Coach Ware. He said that there was no spunk, there was no enthusiasm. And right now I'm seeing basically it's almost like they've shut down. They got a chance to pull this thing out, Jeff, but they're not playing sync football. They're not thinking, and that they're playing, they're just going through the motions.
Yeah, they've had 3 gifts in this game and only taken advantage of 2 of them so far. And off again, coming to the right side. This one looking a little bit better. A pickup of about 6 yards near the 27-yard line. Charles on the carry. Makes it a little more reasonable third down play, just about 4 yards to go.
Yeah, this is very doable, Jeff, but they got to make it first down here. They can still afford to go half the ball or go on fourth down this deep in territory and really muff it.
So third and call it a short 4, maybe a long 3 yards here. Double wings, 1 in motion. The tailback gets it again, and Charles set up, stacked up behind the line of scrimmage. Forward progress, maybe the line of scrimmage at best.
And Jeff, that was just a breakdown in the sun, blocking assignments. That's all it was, Jeff. I mean, they just, same Orville flow with the ball, nice, but nobody did their job in blocking like they was to, and the thing just blew up in their face. But now you're in a bind, okay? You got 6 minutes and 40 seconds. Okay, now if you go for it and you miss it, you give St. Martinville a gift. If you punt, no, they're going to punt.
Then hope that their defense can get the job done quick enough.
Not very offense has lost interest, Jeff, in the second, in this fourth quarter. They're playing with the same fervor, Jeff.
Again, the punter standing back at about the 8-yard line gets plenty of time,
nice,
plenty of. Hang time to the 45-yard line, called a fair catch by Harvey Broussard, and they'll have it first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. And the score 20-16, 6:32 to go. About a minute and a half taken off the clock on that last drive. And again, at their own 45-yard line, St. Martinville with a first and 10.
And Coach Ware's really beside himself, Jeff. He's beside himself. Like, it, you know, like, what do I have to do to make your guys understand? Okay, Jeff, now, niche defense has to make a statement this drive right now.
Near hash mark, right to left they move it. 2 receivers, near side, short side, 1 to the far side. Lanko in the backfield along with Harrison out of the shotgun. Gives it to him, rolling to the far side. Blanco in trouble. Now comes back to the near side and a little room there as well as he finally gets back to the original line of scrimmage, pretty much from where the ball had been marked.
And Jeff, let's thank Quentin Cook, Jeff, because he slowed him up and caused the running back to go ahead and change directions. But then who cleaned him up? Mr. Daquan Jones, Jeff. I tell you what, if I had a game ball to give tonight, he'd go to Mr. Jones right now.
Second down, just short of 10 yards.
Timeout.
This may be the water break, official timeout.
It is, yes.
We'll take a timeout, a 30-second timeout on our end. Stay with us. Once again, 20-16, St. Martinville with the ball. They'll have it second and long 9 just across the 45-yard line when we return after this.
Pelican Driving School is privately owned and serving the New Iberia area. Pelican Driving School provides driver education in all of Acadiana. Founded by Chelsea Mottram, it has been instructing drivers for over 20 years. Currently, fall and winter classes are being offered for students as well as Saturday for adults. They also administer written and court testing for the DMV. Pelican Driving School is located at 103C West Admiral Dahl Drive. That's at the corner of Providence and Admiral Dahl. Register now for classes by calling 364-0660. That's Pelican Driving School.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we welcome you back. 5:58 on the clock as we come out of the official timeout. 20-16, St. Martinville with the lead and the ball. Again, it'll be second and a long 9 as they blow the ball into play. And a little trouble on the snap. Harrison keeps it, dives forward, though, for 4 yards. 15 carries, 71 yards. I've got him.
And who's in the bottom pile? Mr. Jones, Jeff. Mr. Jones.
Third and six coming up at the 49-yard line. 5:34 left in this fourth and final quarter. Two receivers near side. Ball pretty much between the hash marks. Harrison, as he's been most of the night, out of the shotgun. Blanco to his left. Movement on the line, but Nish gets back without any call. And they're winding the clock pretty good here. Down to 1 second on the play clock, and St. Martinville takes a timeout. We'll stay here. And again, thank a couple of our sponsors, including Hebert's Garden Center, the Acadiana Hearing Center, Louisiana Orthopedic Specialists, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, and Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Appreciate their support of our broadcasts. And, of course, Coca-Cola bringing us the coin toss each and every ball game. And a reminder, next week we'll see these Yellow Jackets on the road at a four-mile trip down Admiral Doyle Drive to Westgate.
A very short trip. Jeff, again, let's play devil's advocate. Third and five, a long five, Jeff. If you don't make it, what do you do with St. Martinville? You got five minutes left. You're only up by four. Do you go for it and try to gut it out, or do you punt the ball?
I think they punt the ball because their defense has shown up in the second half. My opinion. We'll see, though. Third and six, we'll see if they need to make that decision. Pass complete to Charles, and he struggles to get maybe first down yardage, maybe a little short, but this a much more attainable fourth down play if it is short.
And it should be Jeff. Kendrick Phillips was the last man to stand him up. Oh, they're going to give him a first. Give him a first down. That was a genuine smart, Jeff. That was a genuine, very genuine smart.
Yeah, it was. It was going to be close.
Yeah, what a generous.
So it'll be a first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. 4:42 left.
And look, St. Martinville knows it, Jeff. They can just go ahead and milk this thing for all it's worth.
And at the Nish 45-yard line, first and 10, two receivers far side, one to the near side, and the short side, the near side. Now Blanco set up behind the quarterback who's under center, Harrison. Gets the snap, gives it, fixed. Yeah, no, he did give it to Blanco up the gut straight and to the 40-yard line, a 5-yard pickup.
Nish needs to go up and stop. If they get another first down, Jeff, it's almost making it possible because the maligned offense of Nish hasn't shown us that they could go ahead and go with 3 yards to cloud dust. So it's getting very, very close to clinch. No point of no return for Nish.
They make it a 4-yard pickup as it turns out to the 41-yard line. Second and six coming up. Clock winding. 3:45 and ticking.
It's like St. Martinville's middle. They're all to work.
And two receivers far side. They do get the snap off, and again, taking full advantage. Blanco first down to the 30-yard line, a pickup of about 11 yards, and that will be tough to overcome. Nish needs a little help here now.
Yeah, Jeff. Unless St. Martinville gets sloppy here, Jeff, you know, it's all over for Nish.
They've already taken about 3 minutes off, and another first down brought to us by District Attorney. At the 30-yard line, first and 10, toward the far hash mark. Two receivers to the wide near side. Again. Under center, Harrison. And he'll fake, keep it over the right side. He's got room, 10-plus, 15 yards, 18 yards to about the 12-yard line, and another first down.
Yeah, I think we can all go ahead and say, okay, board the door, shut out the lights, party's over.
2:48 clock stopped as they move the chains, but it'll be first and 10 at the 13, and again, this first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey, who represents the good folks in St. Martin Parish as well as Iberia and St. Mary. Harrison back out of the shotgun. Blanco to his left. Again, three receivers, but you can imagine they're going to keep the ball on the ground. And again, this time Blanco gets it up the gut. Hit initially at the line of scrimmage, powers forward for a yard, maybe two, near the 11. With 2:05 and ticking. Nish with at least one timeout, if not two.
We had Nish play it down, Jeff.
And I tell you what, with a minute 57 to go, our first injury or slowdown of the game.
Mr. Jones, Jeff. But he got up, so it's a cramp. So Mr. Jones gutting it out.
They did stop the clock, so he's going to have to come out of the game.
Yeah, he will. Yeah.
It looked like he wanted to stay in, and he is slowly making his way to the sideline.
It's a cramp, Jeff. It's a cramp. Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, my heart goes out for the same man. He left it all on the field tonight. He really did.
Devin Williams checks in for him. So with a minute 57 to go, again, it'll be second and eight at the 11. St. Martinville in command here, leading by four, with an opportunity to chew more clock, if not score. And they slowly make their way, although the game clock is not. Well, no, the game clock is moving now. Second and eight. 24 seconds on the play clock, though. Three receivers near side. And out of the shotgun, Harrison. Three receivers stacked to the near side. Harrison will keep it to the far side. He goes and gets 10 yards. He needed 8 yards for the first down. Got that, maybe an extra.
Hey, Jeff, that was Kalen Washington stopped that touchdown. And coach, I'm out left.
Minute eight, the clock stopped. This break in the action. Again, we'll stay here, but thank a couple of our sponsors, including Home Furniture, Pelican Driving School, Iberia Medical Center, and, of course, our locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants as they are marching toward what is now referred to as the McDonald's end zone, at least for the purposes of our broadcast.
Absolutely.
And again, that's the one close to the McDonald's within Walmart across the street of Jefferson Terrace. Again, it'll be marked right at the 2-yard line, first and goal. This first down brought to us by District Attorney Bo Dewey. Tigers looking to move to 2-0. Jackets would fall to 0-2. Next week, St. Martinville. We will see if they get that game against Breaux Bridge. They're supposed to host Breaux Bridge, and certainly we hope their COVID situation is taken care of by then. But again, they will await that news. And Nish will be at Westgate, and again, we'll have that one for you next Friday night. In out of the timeout, minute eight to go. Martinville again, setting up with three receivers near side. Now we've got another player looking to come off the field late. Yeah. Unfortunately, it is Elijah Bonan.
Cramp.
Play goes on, and Blanco gets the call and the touchdown. It's all of about a 3-yard run. That's his first touchdown of the night after scoring 4 last week. Nish holds him to 1 touchdown, about 109 yards on 17 carries. Point after will be brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes, 26-16 as we await that PAT. At least we think it was ruled a touchdown.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. I'm waiting to see here.
I heard them going for 2, Jeff, and I don't know, 1.
Right now they're up by 10, 11, or 12.
They didn't put any points on the board, Jeff. I don't understand. They're going for an extra point, but they put no points on the board.
Yeah. Again, that's the scoreboard operator, not the official score. As we await the snap. A little bit off again. Good job by the holder getting it down, and it is good. And our score 27-16 with about a minute, straight up 1 minute to go. in this ballgame. We'll stay here again. The kick was good by Lachelet.
Jeff, the wheels just came off the court. And you know, you don't want to beat these young men down because, again, they're young kids. But, Jeff, they didn't play with the same vibe. I got the first half to come out with, you know, excuse my expression, piss and vinegar. But, Jeff, in the fourth quarter, late in the third and the fourth quarter, they just kind of melted in. And I understand why.
Another kickoff brought to us by Dana Duga Affordable Homes. Kick off your next home by giving Dana a call, 367-6246, or visit him at 202 Daspit Road. And it looks like a penalty occurred, and they're going to kick from the 45 of Nish. Unfortunate. That's, I guess, what that delay was in eventually setting the point after up.
Yeah.
And then they'll kick it from the 45. You would imagine the try. I'm not sure if he's got enough leg, Lachelet, to get it in the end zone, but I'm sure that would be their preference.
I'll see him pooch kicking this.
And he does have enough leg to get it about a yard deep into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback and bring it to the 20-yard line where Nish will begin what is more than likely their final drive.
You know, Jeff,
again, a minute left on the clock when we resume play. Join me tomorrow morning, Kane Radio Sports Corner.
I'll be listening to you, Jeff, on my way to Baton Rouge.
Appreciate that.
Clear day, Jeff, can hear you at a telly spot.
All right. And also online at Kane1240.com or the TuneIn app.
See, St. Martinville play was a very tight coverage, Jeff. Something New Iberia did not.
There's a pass to Cedric Moore, good for a couple of yards. And it's second and 8, throwing to midfield, tipped and incomplete. Pretty decent opportunity at a interception for Jalen Clay, a free safety, but certainly well defended.
Yeah, but Jeff, that was a running duck, okay? On it yet. You're throwing in two defenders, okay? And so the play didn't have a prayer.
21.6 seconds to go. Third and 6 coming up. From the 24-yard line, third and 6. And a little movement by Nish, I believe, on the line, unless St. Martin will jump first. Consequential now, but even, you know, obviously it's against Nish, so third and 11 coming up. 41.6 seconds to go. Stay with us. Our post-game short, but it will occur in a fumble in the backfield. A little trouble on the exchange or snap.
Yeah,
Shanga Charles falls on it, but it'll be...
Nope. I saw the referee, I saw the umpire, and now we got a penalty on sportsmanlike conduct. Jeff, the wheels are falling off the court. I saw the referee point towards the end zone, Jeff, like, shame on ability to recover.
35 and a half seconds to go, if that is the case. Both teams seem to have gone to their sideline, but now St. Martinville trying to see if that's the offense coming out.
It is.
Yeah. It is.
And there's a penalty on to must be a sportsmanlike conduct on St. Martinville after the play. We just find a 15-yard mark off. And really just... should be the last play of the game right here.
Yeah, really. It'll be at the 32-yard line of Nish. And they are seemingly in victory formation. Harrison takes the knee. And they should reset the clock. And, yeah, there is no need to take a knee or no need to take a snap. And again, that'll be the ball game. Our final score, 27-16. Nish falls at home, falling to 0-2 on the season. St. Martinville picks up a road victory after hosting Cecilia last week. And again, they are 2-0 on the season. St. Martinville Tigers, again, they await to find out if they'll host Brobridge next week. They'll be at Westgate on the 23rd. Then Nish will be at Westgate next week, and we'll have that for you. Keith Hebert looking for an opportunity to perhaps talk to Coach Ware before we take a two-minute timeout. But again, appreciate the opportunity here. And again, we'll wait until somewhat of a huddle breaks up, Keith.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a very somber post-game show.
And we'll, after we do check in with Coach Ware, take a two-minute break and come back with some of the totals to wrap things up here at New Iberia Senior High. So again, thanks to Blanc Bayard, back at the studio, engineering our broadcast. Coach Ware having a conversation. I'm not sure if who that might be with, but maybe a reacquaintance there.
Yes, it is. Yes, I think you coached at Westgate.
Gotcha, man. Again, Keith, I just saw the coach kind of walk by you there. Is that a lost opportunity? Keith, is that coach next to you? Trying to determine here where we're going. But, Keith, if you can hear me, take it away when you are ready.
Good luck, man.
Coach, hard pill to swallow.
Oh, yeah. I'm proud of our effort, though. Our effort was much, much improved from last week and even the week before. So we definitely got better. You're never satisfied with a loss, but I am proud of the effort.
Your offense didn't seem to play with enough fervor as compared to the first half.
I don't really think that as much as we had some bad plays, like got behind the chains, and with them as on defense, we can't get behind the chains. We're not going to have a lot of big play capability. We got to just kind of pound them. And we got behind the chains a couple times, and so that cost us.
Coach, you're sick, but on your defense, played a little soft under coverage.
Oh, but we have to do that to keep everything in front. Second half, they was running the ball, not throwing the ball. We did a great job in pass defense. We didn't do a very good job in second half against the run.
Coach, thank you very much. I know you can go back and look at film, see what happens, get ready for next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be there to cover y'all.
All right, thanks.
Jeff, that's it from downstairs. And as always, the Silent Sleep is brought to you by the Acadian Hearing Center at 425 East St. Peter Street, providing hearing protection solutions customized to each patient's individual needs.
Once again, appreciate their support. We will come back with some of the stats from today's game when we return after these. Stay with us. You're listening to the all-new Kane 107.5.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Orthopedic pain or injury? No matter where you're hurt, choose Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's only comprehensive orthopedic team. We combine advanced specialty training, the innovation of robotics and a rehabilitation team with exceptional credentials. From spine, shoulders, hands, hips, and knees to ankles and feet, we have your body covered. Ask for me, Dr. Seth Rosenzweig, at the New Iberia location of Louisiana Orthopedic Specialist, Acadiana's leader for orthopedics, spine, and sports medicine.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajlo, inviting you to join me and PGA Golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, golfballs.com, and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oak.
So let's make it tea time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
Live local talk, it's Tesh Matters on the Voice of the Tesh, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
We have many ways of contact.
whether it be by telephone, mobile app, internet, however you prefer to do it. No one is ever going to ask for any of your personal information. The P3 tips will never ask for any of your personal information at all whatsoever.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane. Jeff Boggs, Keith Hebert, our studio engineer. Long Bayard, final score 27-16. St. Martinville comes away with a victory this afternoon, or this evening. And again, let's give you the first, second half scoring summary. St. Martinville getting the opening half kick, punting the ball, and Nish got it at the St. Martinville 36-yard line. You think the second half is starting pretty well for the Yellow Jackets, tied at 13 at the half. But they settled for a 41-yard field goal by Luke Landry. Made it 16-13 with 5:50 to go in the third period. But then St. Martinville quickly answered, getting the ball at their own 45-yard line. A 7-yard touchdown run by Blanco capped a 5-play, 55-yard drive. The kick was good, and it was 20-16 with 4:30 to go in that third period. Two teams traded, well, Nish punted, and then St. Martinville gave the ball up on downs. Nish then punted, and then with 6:32 to go, 5-minute and 32-second drive, 12 plays, 55 yards, capped by a Blanco 3-yard run. The kick was good, and it was 27-16, the final score there. So as it turns out, again, that final 27-16, 310 yards overall offense for St. Martinville, 207 on the ground, 310 again the total with 103 yards in the air. Harrison threw the ball fairly effectively, ended up being 6 of 10, 103 yards, one touchdown, 11-yard pass to Cullen Charles, five receptions by Broussard for 92 yards. On the ground again, Tanner Harrison, Stephen Blanco, pretty much 1-2 punch, similar to last week, 98 yards for Harrison, including a 1-yard touchdown run. Stephen Blanco, two touchdowns, 7 and 10 yards, finished with 17 yards, 109 yards total. And once again, 207 yards on the ground between the two. Nobody else ran with the football. Now, actually, Charles picked up 12 yards on two carries, so give them 322 yards total offense. Yellow Jackets just couldn't get much going on in the second half. Picked up, I think, netted about 20 yards in that second half. Maybe another three throwing the ball, but it was not pretty at all. We settled with 173 yards. Shanga Charles carried the ball 23 times for 64 yards, including a 4-yard touchdown. Christian Walker carried the ball 8 times, only 11 net yards, even with a 17-yard touchdown run. He ended up netting just 11 yards, and that's one of the reasons why those second-half numbers didn't look too good. Cedric Moore, 6 carries, 60 yards. Cortland Blake, 1 for 12. Phillip, 1 for 13. And again, just 2 of 6 throwing the ball for the Yellow Jackets there in the second half. Maybe 3 of 6, I think we gave a 4-yard reception to Cedric Moore, so maybe 17 yards throwing the ball total for Christian Walker, 3 of 6 throwing the ball. So again, not a great second half for the Yellow Jackets. Kudos to St. Martinville getting the job done, though, in that second half on a couple of different fronts. That will do it. Again, our final score, 27-16. I want to thank our sponsors, Home Furniture, Pelican Driving School, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, Iberia Medical Center, our locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants, District Attorney Bo Dewey, Hebert's Garden Center, the Acadiana Hearing Center, Louisiana Orthopedic Specialists, and Dr. Seth Rosenzweig and Dana Duga Affordable Homes. I want to thank our studio engineer, Blanc Bayard, and with Keith Hebert, this has been Jeff Boggs. You've been listening to High School Football, a production of Kane Radio, AM 1240, 107.5 FM, and online at kane1240.com. Listen in on the TuneIn app or as well the Simple Radio app. I have actually come to prefer the Simple Radio app. It's called just that, Simple Radio. That'll do it. Stay with us. Back in the music coming up on the all-new Kane 107.5.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.